gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. For what?
Welcome to Heavy Meta, your source for magic news, entertainment, and comedy.
What is up, you little fucking rape machines? I'm Heavy Metal.
And I'm Maddie Studios.
And you're listening to Heavy Meta, bitches.
Ooh, we're here. That's the way to start
the
show off.
We're always here.
Yeah, we are. We are always here, unfortunately.
You motherfuckers cannot get rid of us, even if you try. Because I guarantee you, even if we stopped getting any listeners, we would still do this. Me and Maddie would just spend once a week getting fucking drunk in a cave together and fucking talking into the computer.
That describes this right there. We have problems, right? Yeah. So tonight, I can't find my damn Star Wars glass for my Kraken. So tell me if this is correct. I'm drinking Kraken from a 20-ounce venti Starbucks mug.
I think it is because is like it looks like coffee. So
it actually does. It looks like I'm drinking like iced coffee.
Yeah, iced coffee that just tastes like beautiful.
beautiful, beautiful.
I'm actually very proud of you for being a return customer to the Kraken.
Well, I'm only finishing the bottle. And then I'm going to try something different. But
I finished that bottle that night. Like
I tried.
Not by myself. My singer came over and had a drink too. But we sat here and got fucking hammered drunk. Oh, I hated my life the next day. Because after the cast, I'm already fucking smashed. I drank half the bottle by myself during the cast. And then my singer comes over because he's bored out of his fucking mind. He's like, let's fucking hang out tonight. Let's do something. So then we start like brainstorming fucking music ideas, and we came down and locked myself in my garage, and we're just listening to fucking either our songs or ideas for songs or coming up with shit and getting smashed and singing at the top of our lungs in my garage until like fucking 2:30 in the morning. Finally, it was just all, oh, holy fuck, I gotta work in the morning. So then I finally like booted him, fucking went upstairs, and I was like, oh man, I'm hungry, I gotta eat something, fucking kick back, eat. And I finally crawl into bed at like fucking 3:30, wake up for work at 7:30, and I wanted to kill everybody the next morning.
Oh my god. I love you, bro, but thank god you don't live next door to me. Because I would be fucking coming over with a shotgun at 2:30 in the morning.
You lose your shit, man.
I get so the fuck to sleep.
Like, the neighbors that I have in my complex, I got this, like, black dude that lives in front of us and is, like, the coolest motherfucker I've ever met. And he's always fucking nice to me. I've got an Indian couple that live across from us that, like, I think they're afraid of me, so they just don't say shit. And then, like, my buddy Josh lives like catty corner from us, and he's the dude that always comes up and plays magic and shit with like that with me. So like I'm set for fucking neighbors. Like I've had other neighbors in this complex. I had the people that used to live downstairs from me, like this straight up, like, not to sound like you like remotely racist at all, but this straight up cholo gangster Mexican couple. Like he's got like straight up prison tattoos and shit, like got tattoos on his head. And but I literally single-handedly drove him out of here because we always had and he'd always eyeball me, but he also noticed that like I was constantly leaving my house with my shotgun strapped to my back and my .45 on my hip because I was going shooting. And like he'd play his music too loud and like rattle my apartment, so I'd jump up and down on the floor and scream through the floor, I'm gonna start shooting rounds through the floor, motherfucker. And it didn't take long for them to move.
I love it. Oh my god. All right, so we're starting this show off like that, folks. This is how it is. We've speaking of neighbors, we've got a ferret cuz you know, he lives in the cave.
Neighbor. He's got his own little cave within the cave. Like it's a little ferret hole. And I have no idea what the hell he's got in there. It's just like you see a weird glow come out of it, like all his weird electronics and shit.
It's true.
He's making proxies in the middle of the night.
Well, he put a little sign. It says "Ferret's Hole. Enter at your own risk." So I try not to.
How many times I've gotten drunk and tried to fuck his cave?
Yeah. So we also, speaking of another neighbor, we have a really, you know, of course we've tweeted about this guy many times, but we have the angry Korean shop owner has decided to come on the show and. You know, so say hello, angry Korean shop owner.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
you seem less angry tonight. I thought you were gonna get angry at us for inviting you on.
Not today. I'm on the show today, so I'll be on my best behavior.
Really? Okay. Now you're okay with drinking, right?
Yeah. I drink all the time.
Okay, because you don't get angrier?
I'll be Korean shop owner.
Now I heard this angry Korean shop owner actually also is quite a good artist, but that could be a rumor. He could be just hiring slaves in his Korean shop owner basement. I'm not sure about that.
All the Korean animators, we outsource them all the time.
so you are versed in how animated features get made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you create mostly mainstream animation or is it obscure stuff? What are you into?
I think it works for Disney.
I animate the mouse. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure he's gonna do like all the animation for the next Star Wars movies.
Oh fuck, there. It'll actually get done on time then.
I don't know. He's a busy motherfucker.
So if you don't know who the Angry Korean Shop Owner is, it's we have Polish Somalis. So say hello.
Hello.
Oh, and I think we have a fifth guest. We have one of the Wizards of the Coast lawyers here.
Oh.
we trapped you. It's a verbal subpoena. We're going to get you now.
Handled. I've got him pinned over here in the corner of the fucking cave. I've got my knee in his throat, and he's just going to sit here and listen.
Well, I don't know why, but his pants are down. So.
Well, I mean, you guys said just keep him busy.
Oh, there you go.
So I did what I do best, and I'm keeping him busy.
So we're going to keep
this. We're in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to kick the show off here. We'll start off. We've got some interesting stuff going on in the MTG world. I guess we'll talk a bit about the successful, as some were calling it, not me, tonight, because it is Wednesday, and you'll hear this on Friday. But the Magic Online live cast, or live Q&A on Twitch. What? Yeah, so Kevy, so basically, and anyone who doesn't know what this was.
I love how usually, and like 95% of the time you're right, you usually say, Kevy, since you don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And I always want to take offense to it, and then I'm like, wait, I have no idea what the fuck.
Yeah, you're like, hey, man, I know. Oh, yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So what happened is Worth and a bunch of the dev team guys got on Twitch, and they took a bunch of questions. So I watched the whole thing. I tried to get involved, but for some reason, they still don't understand, I guess, how to conduct these live things. So what they did is they say, hey, Google Plus, I guess.
So they learned how to do this from the A-Team.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, if they did it like the A-Team, it would have been actually more successful. But what they did is why they Twitched it, I have no idea. What I would have done is actually done a G+. Well, I guess they Twitched it because of the amount of people watching. But anyways, regardless, they asked for Facebook comments and their Facebook questions and a bunch of shit. But they asked for all these questions that they weren't addressing the actual people watching the stream. So the whole point is if you want to answer questions on Facebook, just go answer them on Facebook.
Answer like three questions from the chat.
Hold on.
They really, really cherry picked them, but yeah.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I watched the whole thing, and when they're asking questions, they're like, Ferret says, they're picking the really dumb questions that no one cares about. Like, hey, one guy asks, hey, can I put a background on my thing? And while that's cool, and yeah, I would like to know the answer, I don't want a 5-minute answer on that. I want to know, where's the trading scheme? Where's the auction house? Where is the actual important things that MTG needs, like making sure the actual battle screen, that your cards remain on the damn freaking battle screen. Like, come on, guys. So it was getting a little annoying watching the stream. I don't think there was any information that was said on the stream that has never been said before.
I think they pretty much covered the same questions as last time. And fuck you, Maddie. I was the person that asked that question. They only answered half my question.
Well, hey, I keep asking them. I've asked this like 100 times, and I guess they're just ignoring me. But I'm like, look, man, I get that you're doing themes. I get that you want to make it look nice. That's no problem, and I think that's awesome. Like, that's cool. But what I would love is, can I get a like Adobe scheme that's all dark gray on gray, that everything is gray? Okay, I don't want no fucking...
I just personally, I mean, like, schemes, that's neat and all, but, like, before you do that, like, I'd like it to work.
Well, exactly.
Properly. Like, yeah. I mean, that's great, but, like, fucking function over fashion.
Oh, no. I'm with you on that one, Kevy.
Which is the opposite of the way I live my life, but...
Look, Kevy, here's the way I look at it. If we're going to have a pile of shit, I want to at least make it to where it's my nice, shiny piece of pile of shit. That it looks how I want it to look.
Exactly.
No, I get that. That makes sense.
You know, because right now in the version 3, you can literally customize the entire client and make the UI look like whatever you want it to look. Like, you just got to know where the individual
moving fucking,
is.
If you're a fucking genius, I've tried to figure that shit out. It's so chaotically mental. It makes no sense.
Are you guys, like, data and putting out files?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you talk about skinning the actual UI stuff, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like swapping backgrounds, like I've got a really cool heavy meta playmat. And so what I did is, because I got tired, I'm like, oh man, I don't want to see everyone with a heavy meta playmat. So I made my own, and then I made every other playmat black. So now whoever I'm playing against has a black playmat, and I have a heavy meta one. And there's no option to change it. Yeah. So, I mean, little things like that. I swapped out all the welcome screens, the poster Molly's art. I'm like, yeah. I wonder if they hate that. Fuck, we hate that. But I love it. You know, and then I swapped a few cards. Like, I guess the one thing that I find hilarious, and I guess I don't want you to do this, but I mean, I was an idiot. I'm like, why am I buying alternate art cards because I like the art better on MTGO? And fair, and a bunch, yeah, Marcel and Fred, a bunch of other people are like, are you fucking stupid? I'm like, no. How else am I going to do it? And they're like, you go find the art you want, and you overwrite the one you don't, and there you go. So I basically, I've gone through, I got all the good Gravecrawler artwork, the good Birds of Paradise. I changed all of the tokens to, like, cool art that I like. So I'm like, I guess that does hurt. You know, they don't want you to do that because what the fuck's the point of giving you alternate art Avacyn Pilgrims in their MTGO promo codes? Yeah. Although, hey, sidetrack. Speaking of promo codes, if you don't live in the States, you're fucked. You don't get your promo code. So guess what, all you Canadian maple syrup drinking motherfuckers? If you enter that promo code, you know what it's going to say? Error. You don't live in the designated zone.
It's going to say, eat a dick.
Oh, it's stupid, man. Like, what is that? That like, stuff like that makes no sense. I get that there's a legal team back there saying, we don't have the legalities in this country to give them that, but whatever. It's, come on, man. No one's going to care.
Whatever. Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
The Ministry of Magic in Canada is going to give
us money. The Ministry of Magic. Oh, man. I'm back on one of my Trailer Park Boys kicks, and I've, like, started to watch the entire series all over again. I fucking love that show because now that I have all these fucking Canadian friends, I'm sure this is not how you people actually live, but it at least gives me somewhat of a glimpse into fucking life in Canada, and it just cracks me the fuck up.
Yeah. The truth is, not most of us don't live like that, but you can drive 2 hours north. Yeah, you can go there whenever you want.
You can go there whenever you want.
I have been to many a trailer park, and we'll tell stories later on in the castle.
If I ever end up back in Canada, if they finally let me in Canada, and I come to visit Maddie, which I'm sure Maddie will fucking put a stop to right off the bat. Like, even if the country lets me in, Maddie's like, no.
Hey, man.
But if I ever come to your house, the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is just take me to a trailer park. We'll just hang out and get drunk in lawn chairs in front of somebody's trailer and just watch all the shit that happens.
Well, see, that's no fun. You got to get drunk right in front of my house on lawn chairs. And then you get the people driving in their Lamborghinis going, get the fuck out of here. Like, it's
awesome. Throwing bottles at them.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess this whole MTGO thing has kind of been like, blah. I mean, the beta is coming along better. I think it's cool. I don't know. I hope they start to address the real issues, because for some reason I think they're tackling certain screens for some reason that I feel are just fine. I think the collection screen is just about fine now. You can stop fucking with it, guys.
I wish that I had the time for those problems to be relevant to me. Like, dude, I've gotten, like, I finally within the last week have actually been able to play some fucking Magic. I've been, like, played dick for Magic in, like, last, I don't know, fucking month, because I've just been so busy with the band and shit and never get a chance to fucking play. And so I finally, like, within the last couple weeks, or, well, at the last week, have been able to fucking play some real Magic, and I'm stoked about it, but yeah, right. Hey, it'd be nice to have the time that those problems were relevant.
Kevy, tell you what, tonight, you, me, two-headed giant, and we'll record it.
In the lawyer's ass.
No, not Devil's Threesome.
Ah, that's the best
that right
there.
That deserves a fucking drink.
Cheers. Right.
Cheers.
Oh, that was a good one right there.
Wait. Speaking of us, why does the UI look like something from, like, a poker UI?
What, the current client or the beta client?
Like the current client.
It, well, I mean, it doesn't look that pokerish. Come on.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
The truth is, like, here's what people don't get. You're dealing with these guys are 40, 50 year old programmers. They're older guys, but not only their design sensibilities are for a certain, they're trying to hit a certain target. Right, and so the look of the client isn't at, and I gotta say, I mean, the current beta client doesn't look that bad. It looks better than V3. It's getting better.
What certain type of fucking target audience are they looking for with that shit? Like the same target audience as, like, the phones with big buttons and medical alert bracelets and the...
The beta client doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look that bad. Come on. Here's the thing. What we don't want is, I want to play the game. So if you make a UI that gets in the way of playing the game, that suddenly really pisses me off. So, you know, the one thing in the beta client that they have to fix... Is there a notification box in the bottom right corner that constantly just turns on and is telling you every 5 seconds that someone has signed in or this bot has signed in? Because, of course, you have buddy bots, right? And it's like, okay, I want to get to the button underneath the little chat pop-up. Get the fuck out of there. And you can't – and I sat there, like, for 10 minutes trying to close the button on the little notifications. Close, 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 close. But they keep popping up faster than I could get behind them.
Every bot or everyone signs on or signs off.
Yeah, hey, MGGO Academy's on. That's great. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm trying to play a fucking game, dick nuts.
Well, what I'm trying to do is the new client opens way too many fucking windows. Like, will you just stop opening windows? Like, I just want to click the button and play the game.
That's why I stopped.
That's the number one customer.
I'm staying on the old fucking.
Yeah, like to,
until they fucking drag me kicking and screaming across the line onto the fucking new one. To where they finally are just like, you can't use the old one, then I'm staying with the old one.
Okay,
I'm bad enough at Magic and I'm a slow enough fucking player that I can't deal with learning new shit also.
Well, I will say this, because I don't want to get in trouble, but I've heard from a bird... that basically the end is coming a lot sooner than you think. Three clients. So, just so you know, I don't know when it's coming, but I've been, you know, receiving certain closed beta updates, and those updates are not coming anymore. So, just warning you guys that I think it's going to come a lot sooner than we think. Probably in time.
Probably come right about the same time the first update for the Magic app. The official app.
Well, you know what I'm really – here's what I'm really worried about. They take the V3 client down, and then they say, hey, we're going online only. We're going to go SimCity 5 style. Here we go. Everyone crash.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, that's my biggest fear. So I who knows what they're going to do. But I think they have to solve the biggest issue, which is do not open chat windows. Stop that in the new client.
And God forbid if you hit shop, your system is gonna go snail speed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just so you know, in the new client, you better be running a very powerful new computer. That's all I'm saying. Because it is the biggest fucking hog of RAM I've ever seen.
Damn it.
What? Yeah, It's brutal, dude.
They're all sweet. Yeah. Like, you know, we've been listening to you guys for the last 5 years, and we finally came up with something good, and it's still garbage, but then it runs like shit, too.
You know the bad part about this whole thing is the last time that we had this happen was during Shadowmoor, and they were down for a while there. And then when they came back up with V3, a lot of – and see, that's the problem, that they're not understanding their player base, is that a lot of the people that are still playing this game have these old-ass computers. And yeah, I'm not talking like old as it on a 4 years ago. I'm talking like 8, 9 years ago. And then so even though it's like your average computer can fucking play all this stuff so easily, it's not even – it's not
listen.
Yeah, you just play mono green because you have one of those fucking ancient monitors that's just fucking green tone. And you can't tell the difference between what cards are what colors, so you just like, fuck it, I just always play mono green.
So if you start Windows by like C:\mtg.exe, yeah, no go shit. Run. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. If you have Windows 3.1. If you have your deck saved on a fucking 3
a floppy, yeah. Floppy. And I ain't talking the one in your pants, folks.
And there's like oh, I love it.
It's that button, too. Like, right at the CRT monitor.
Yeah.
Just
oh, yeah, on the little Apple monitors where it's got – you can see the scan lines in the frickin'
– But no, I wasn't saying that they shouldn't update or that they shouldn't require some nicer computers and stuff, but the fact of the matter is they actually did have a lot of people that just didn't have the requirements. And I'm not sure if they purposely do that. That way they have less bandwidth going on or what.
Well, no, the problem is they did what SimCity did. They're taking all the assets off York. So what they're doing is they're doing essentially what SimCity did. They're doing an online-only connection-enabled thing. So if you've noticed, like, they want to take all the digital objects and have them stored server side and only feed them to you when you're playing
straight through the game, right? So you can't, like, and I mean, like the little mods and stuff that we were talking about, like fucking with the skins or just, you know, even if it's just put, you know, changing your playmat, shit like that. Where we have all those things, you know, those are all stored on our computer. They're trying to take it away, so it's just all fucking, they're all just stored on the server.
There should absolutely be a local storage, which is like all your settings. So I think the game doesn't need to, like, I don't know. Who knows?
Well, hell of a lot about computers, but doesn't that make a hell of a lot more sense? Like, all of that storage and all that shit, if it's stored on each individual player's fucking computer, isn't that going to make their servers run fucking faster and better than storing it all on there and like, you know, having everything that happens from the game just strictly be from their servers transferring data back and forth to your computer?
Well, here's the counter argument, right? Every time they update something every week, it takes time. So it ruins I want to play now because I got to wait 10 minutes for this to update. So if they store everything on their machine, on their servers and feed it to you, there's no waiting. You just jump in the game and start playing.
So you don't get those extra fucking 10 minutes back in the fucking garbage amount of time it takes for, like, shit to fucking load up or the slow-ass games that you're going to have to play because everything's running off their servers. Like, that 10 minutes that
exactly.
To upload it is going to, like, you're going to more than make that up in fucking your game lagging, you know, the servers crashing, fucking shit like that. Like, you're going to spend a lot more than 10 minutes not playing.
I agree. I don't know. I mean, I think if someone was going to ask me, like, regardless of, like, hey, of course we want the bugs fixed first, but if I could ask you, like, what would be three features that you would want in if the client was running stable and fine, but they were, like, extra features?
And League.
Leagues, of course. I think that's a great idea. If I was going to – here, we'll go around the table. So my three, I want a screen grab deck share – type button. So basically what I want to do is, because a lot of times when you're brewing with people or like the ability to video brew chat where it's like, hey, but like, hey, Kevy, hey, Jesse, hey, you know, Ferret. And then boom, we get like a little Skype thing or something. And it's like everyone can see each other's screen, or it's like Google+ where it's like the screen for the person who's talking gets shown. And we can look at everyone's deck and say, okay, here, throw that in there. Let's do this. I think something like that.
Basically, we get to just whoever's talking, we get to look at their dick.
No, the machine is the
look at it. But you know, we could just do this on Skype. We could just turn all our Skype profile pictures into pictures of our junk.
Post them out. Do not do that. Do not change your Skype into a penis. Do not do that.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah. Do that.
I know you were.
So you want to see how fucking fast I am at this shit?
Yeah. He's drawing it like, shh. I can hear the pencil burning.
He just pops up like fucking, like in 30 seconds, he's got fucking four different dick pictures that are fucking caricatures of each of us.
Oh, no, no, no.
Don't even want. Well, I can see the label right now. Sword fight!
Yeah. Well, wasn't hey, we already did that on episode, the last two episodes with LaCroix. The whole picture was a bunch of armada worms attacking each other. So no, but what do you think, Kevin? What would be three features you'd want to see?
Well, like, that's a hard one for me because I'm bad with this whole fucking moto thing. Like, I'm not good at it.
When you beat your opponent, you want his little icon to just burn.
I want the person to catch on fire, or at least send a good shock through his keyboard when I win. Let's see, what else would be a good one?
I have to jump in. You know what I want?
We talked about before, I want fucking them to merge with Skype and fucking you can see your player, your opponent, like face to face in real time. So you can, you know, show him your dick into the camera and then like he'll misplay and you can take the round. And then I think for my third one, I'd like to
see. I just see Kevin banned in a week.
I'd like my time. On my timer on Moto to actually run at half speed.
Or runs backwards.
Or runs backwards because, like, you know, I'm the guy that can time out with a fucking burn deck.
So. I was just going to say, as one of my features, I want a way to punish people that play slow. Where, like, if they're playing slow.
Shock the keyboard thing.
Yeah, just shock, 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 shock. What about you, Polish?
Oh, god damn, dude. When are they going to try to streamline all their products into, like, one big thing? Like, Duels of the Planeswalkers? Yeah. Take that Northeast and try to, like, make it as close as, you know, or, you know, make MTGO as close as Duels of the Planeswalkers in terms of interface.
That interface looks horrible, though. Like, for to play?
No, but it's like a bait and switch, though. Because for me, whenever like, one of them range around here, like, they start, like, I try to get them into, like, Magic, and I tell them, try to get Duels of Planeswalkers, and they're, like, downloading the 2013 version. And they're wondering, like, is there any other programs, you know, to move out of it? Like, you know, what's next gateway?
And could you imagine EDH on that, though?
Then you send them to Moto, and they're like, what the fuck is this garbage?
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I've played on the – there is an EDH – there's a four-player mode on that Duels, right? It's horrible. It was the – I literally tried to play that, and there was so much shit going on that I kept misclicking because I didn't even know it was my turn. Like, it was retarded.
I don't know if that was the Arch Enemy one or not. Like, the Arch Enemy one kind of sucked because it was like which was not the most recent one. It was the one before or whatever. The Arch Enemy one kind of sucked because you're playing, you know, 3-on-1, so you've got like all three of the fucking players that can see each other's cards that are on the same team were like super small, and their turns of course are at the same time, so it gets kind of confusing there. But I mean, I guess I could see if you're like, you know, if you're doing just, you know, straight up multiplayer or, you know, like EDH kind of thing, I'm sure they could probably do it better. But this is like one of the things I brought up a long time ago. I think that would be a great fucking segue into it. You know, we talked about like the, you know, basically if you were to integrate the two, you jump on to, you know, jump onto the fucking Magic Online, and it is Duels of the Planes, like the beginner fucking training mode, just like every other fucking video game out there. You know, you jump onto the fucking tutorial beginner training mode, and it takes you through the first like three fucking decks of Duels of the Planeswalkers, or even the whole fucking game. You know, you fucking download the game for fucking, you know, $5-$10, and then you can sit there and you can play Duels of the fucking Planeswalkers. Then if you want to stop playing fucking, you know, pre-made decks against fucking AI opponents, then you jump directly, you know, you pay another $10 to open your Moto account, and it takes you directly into, hey, you know, the same streamlined shit, but then actually playing against other people and buying cards.
Kevy, yeah. MTGO actually does have a free section.
Shut
with free decks.
Up. No, what I'm talking about. No, what I'm talking about though is
I'm not saying it's good, I'm saying it's there though.
No, but what I'm saying is if you had the fucking, like, the Duels of the Planeswalker game as that
That's a brilliant idea. I'll give you that. I was just letting you know. There's a free section which has pre-constructed decks. But, yeah, I mean, if they literally could integrate Duels of the Planeswalkers as like a side game or whatever that's just still attached to it when you buy the account. I think
how,
that might.
How about this?
But the problem is when you go from Duels of the Planeswalker, like I did when I first started getting back into Magic, you know, I downloaded the 2012 one, and like it helped out a lot with like mechanics of the game and shit like that that I wasn't used to because I hadn't played since I was in fucking junior high, and it helped out with a lot of mechanics and, you know, just your basic simple shit to get a good feel of fucking playing Magic. And then, but the problem is then when you, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Now I'm going to get on Modo. And then I went and I fucking opened a Modo account and I was like, this is fucking garbage. And I didn't come back to my Modo account for like 8 months. Yeah. And it took a lot of time for me to want to actually play that. Now, if you took that fucking, if you, you know, like Paul Stamato was saying, if you took that same interface and that was similar, like the interface was similar and it kind of blended well. If the Modo interface blended well with Duels of the Planeswalkers, you start in your Duels of the Planeswalkers demo mode. And then if you want to pay the extra $10 to fucking start a Modo account, and then it transfers fairly seamlessly into playing Modo, which looks a hell of a lot like Duels of the Planeswalkers. And then you go from there.
Now, here's the thing.
I'm a goddamn genius.
Here's the thing. There's a few problems with that, but it brings up the other question, which is visually, how do you want to play the game? And I've always said the way I want to play the game online is as if it looks like a real table with real cards. I would actually rather not.
You don't have, like the fucking hovering cards with fucking glitter?
No, I can't stand it. It looks like fucking Harry Potter. Yeah, and then I get to hear the sound effects. Slash, slash, raw, raw, raw. What the fuck is that? That's gay. What am I, Digimon here? Digimon, digital.
Well, I mean, you can.
That's gay. Just
yourself.
Dude, that's just, I can't stay. I would rather, like, imagine all Magic needs is the ability to basically tilt shift the table. So if the table is, you know, flat against you, it would play against, you know, it would look very similar.
I get you. Tilt shift.
And then you could tilt
shift. I thought you meant like a fucking table flip button.
No, no. Yeah. Well, actually, you could. Okay, so imagine this. You could tilt it so it's like, you know, flat against you, so it looks like the Modo client now. And then you could tilt it so your opponent tilts away in perspective. And that's all it needs. And then lose.
No, that's not all it needs. It does need the table flip button.
Well, then it needs
instead a big conceit, you can hit table flip exactly. And it just all the cards go ape shit.
Yes, how odd. That would be sick.
I'd see Kevy pay an extra $5 for that button alone.
I would pay $5 for that button.
I would totally pay too. I'd want that. Just, you know, you're like, fuck, control deck, flip table. I just see all the cards fly. But I mean, they need to do some interesting things like that. Like, I can see that being cool. I think the biggest problem with the digital cards and what a lot of people say is they don't look anything like paper cards. They're all crunchy and I like that the, you know, the text scales, that's okay, but there's so much wrong with the people who create the actual artwork and the frames for the cards. Like, it does not look good. The new client cards look better. Yes, they are better, but there's some that are just like, come on, dude. The text is running off the fucking card.
And I can get that. Like, I do understand where you're coming from, Maddie, but like, honestly, to me, it would be more important for the fucking, for everything to run smoothly and be more intuitive than, like, I that would be the last thing I'd worry about. Now, granted, well, don't get me
it
wrong.
It would, right? Because it's paper. It looks like paper. But imagine. But see, here's the thing. Modo's confusing because there's so many fucking buttons and clicking and all this shit. If it looked like a table, you know, like, imagine a Microsoft Surface Magic game where you literally tap the cards. So you don't have to, you know, like it taps them, you know, and then, like, I you know, if you want to attack, you just touch your cards and move them forward. Like, I think that would be really cool.
No, I get that. Like, I have fucking like the synth fucking plugins and stuff for like my music software, like all of like the, you know, it'll come up with like an interface that looks like whatever synthesizer like emulator you're using.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, you click on this knob and you move your mouse up and down and it rotates the, you know, the volume knob or the fucking, and you could do the same thing with your cards. You click on the card and you move the mouse up and down and it taps it sideways. That's cool. I mean,
well, it might be annoying when you're playing a game, Kevy times it now even more.
That's true. I'm like, it won't fucking move. I'll tell you what, like, it fucking Modo keeps fucking shit up, then I'm going to get to a point where I'm just going to go, like, you know, we were talking about, you can go in, you know, you can still at this point dig into the fucking files, and you've got, like, the card art, like, basically the cards on there for like every card on the system. I'm going to just go to that, hit print screen, grab a pair of scissors, and just start playing with my friends.
Ah, that's awesome.
Be like, you know what? Fucking fine. Let's just do it this way. You know, you guys are pissing me off, and I'm sick of spending money on these cards. So
I'm just going to hit print screen,
and I'm going to start cutting these motherfuckers out, and it'll be just like my booze cube.
Well, you better download them now because they've heard you say that, dude.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, maybe I should fucking real quick while we're casting. I'm gonna go through and just save all those to my computer.
Oh, they're already there. Don't worry about that.
Now, Magic also released, which is interesting too, the "You Design the Card" feature. So they're doing that again, where the community gets to design the card. And I think that's kind of funny because that's kind of what I was talking about a couple episodes ago. And I'm like, hey man, why don't you listen to the community? So I think this is cool. The way it looks like it's going to work, if you haven't checked it out, go to Daily MTG. I think it's there, or it should be there. Every week we're going to get to choose one part of the card. So now it's you get to choose what type it is. And then I guess we'll see how well this works. I was hoping that it would be kind of cool where we could suggest things instead of picking from a list.
When you say we, how does this – do you just vote on Daily MTG or
– Yeah, it's like a typical vote poll thing.
Okay. Because we actually talked about this fucking Monday night on fucking Public Enemies, but we were hammered drunk. Jeebus brought it up, and Tangent and I spent a good half an hour just berating him for not – clarifying.
No.
Bro, I don't give a fuck about your stupid card, Jeebus. I don't give a shit. So what is we? And then we, of course, you know, Jeebus would start trying to explain it, and then we'd just yell at him some more. So we never actually – I don't think we ever actually caught, like, who we in the community is. Is like, you know, the Twitter community or the fucking Magic community in general. You got to go vote for it or
– So, keep, right. So basically vote. The way it looks like it's going to work – Right. So the way it's going to work is it's a Daily MTG poll. So whoever that is, go vote and you're in.
Which so that's similar to, like, remember when the guild shirts came out? Yep. Return to Ravnica was coming out, and they had like a poll where you vote for your
favorite. Yep.
And then like whatever guild won, it was like cheaper to buy that shirt.
Yeah. So it'll be like a deluxe version of that.
Ugh.
I mean, it's kind of cool. I was hoping more that it would be this group. Like, Mana Deprived, you know, or say, hey, guys, you guys come up with a card and submit it. And then maybe you go to another, you know, like Channel Fireball or something like
that. And then, cool, but you know damn good and well they're not going to give, like,
of course
that
not.
A freedom to, you know, because basically what they're going to come up with is what they would be worried about is they're like, okay, Mana Deprived, Channel Fireball, fucking whoever, you know, these other fucking 10, you know, maybe 10 other groups or sites or whatever, they all come up with 10 cards that Wizards doesn't want to print.
the whole point is we would – okay, so the way I thought you'd run it is you'd get these like 20 to 30 suggestions. You'd obviously pre-filter them. So like you'd say, hey, guys, this card's stupid. We can't do that, right, behind the scenes, so that when you did say, hey, we're unveiling the top 10 cards that we think are printable.
You know, they're these last 10 cards that we designed and then
just
yeah. Stuff you guys.
So for all the people that designed Jace 5.0 with 6 abilities, that's not going to work, guys. Every card was blue or white.
Instead, that'll be the design that gets submitted, and they're like, we're going to unveil the new fucking, you know, the ballot, and it'll be like, oh, the new Gideon. And everybody's like, wait, which one of you idiots fucking designed that card? And everybody's like, not me. And it'll not actually be any of the community's submitted cards. It's just basically answers that WotC wanted to throw in the middle of the set.
I mean, who knows? Well, I hope it'll be cool. I mean, more what I would love to see is, like, once the card gets designed, it would be neat if the community had a choice on, like, you know, what artists do you think would fit the flavor? You know, right. Like, that would be cool. And maybe give us a list of, like, 10 artists. And then, like, the community votes on who gets the commission. I think that would be kind of cool. I mean, I think they could do so many things that would involve us more than just, like, hey, creature, cast, you know, green. It's 7-7.
So, basically, like, okay. Now, let's be honest with ourselves for a second. So, like, inevitably, WotC's going to fuck this up somehow because –
Well, they're not going to fuck it up. They're just going to do what – the smallest amount possible to satisfy.
Oh, yeah. But no, well, you know, in essence, they're going to fuck it up somehow.
Exactly.
But so what we'll do is, along with our fucking From the Vault, fuck you, Wizards, we'll do it ourselves. We'll also have our own card design fucking search, and we'll just put that in with the set.
Let's do it. Done. Fuck it. We'll do our own card.
We'll do some sort of fucking, like, we'll do some sort of fucking contest to coincide with Wizards, and we'll fucking see if our card is better than theirs.
Yeah.
And we'll have our fans design a fucking card, and then we'll pick a winner, and then we'll give them something. And by something, it's probably just you're going to get to look at my dick at GP Vegas, but like, we'll give you some sort of fucking.
That's everyone.
I think that's open to anyone who walks by the door gets that for free. Hey, check it out, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically. This contest is essentially for people that aren't planning on attending GP Vegas, because then you'll get your own personal shot of my dick, because everybody at GP Vegas will end up my dick.
All right. Well, since we got Postumized here, we're gonna take some questions. I know. What the fuck, man? So first of all, we'll talk to Postumized and we'll say, so you've been an artist for how long, sir?
I've been an artist.
Yeah.
We went
like artists. Yeah, well, okay, so you've been drawing these pornographic things for it
now. Let's just say the whole pornographic thing, because the people on 4chan were just immediately going to that point. I don't technically draw porno.
You just act in it, right? That's
yeah. He's like, yeah, but my personal experience is me acting in porn. That's a whole different story. But I don't draw this shit. I got more couth than that.
No, but seriously, like, okay, so what I'm trying to get at is, a lot of people, first of all, a lot of people think, you know, you're getting skewed in Twitter and a lot of the other forums and posts, that you're like the extreme erotica or the porn illustrator, when in reality, like, the most that I've witnessed is, I think you're actually a very classically trained illustrator that just happens to draw some funny shit that just happens to have a couple titties once in a while.
Right.
just because the chicks you draw are fucking hot doesn't mean you're drawing porn, dude. Like, I mean, I see fucking Corpse Jack Menace and Armada Worm, and that is way closer to fucking drawing porn than anything I've seen out of you. So, like, just because they put fucking arms and legs on the vagina and a helmet on the penis doesn't mean that, like, they're not drawing fucking porn. Yet, you draw a hot chick that's wearing clothes, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my god!
Kevin, take another drink, you're making sense. Holy shit.
Yeah, what the fuck just happened? Yeah,
this is garbage. I'm going to start drinking until I'm arguing with him instead of for him.
I haven't drawn a single freaking nipple on a woman yet. And they're just like up in arms like, oh my god, this guy draws porn.
Yeah, seriously, like, I don't get it. Like,
actually, you know what's funny? I've seen more sexually explicit stuff in a Marvel and DC comic book than I've seen from Postmodern.
Well, no, what it comes down to is, like, I mean, you got to look at the fucking neckbeards that are, you know, your MTG audience, and like, anytime they see anybody look at anybody in a picture with any sort of romantic intentions, they assume that's sex because they never had it before. And so, I mean, if you look at, like, when they look at, you know, a picture of, you know, one quote-unquote planeswalker and another quote-unquote planeswalker looking at each other longingly, completely dressed, they're all, that must be what sex is. Mom keeps telling me about that. Mom, give me a sandwich!
No, well, let's hear from the man himself. So we can, like, give you the platform here to, like, say, so address the fact, like, obviously you've been had your legal issues here with Wizards of the Coast that seem to think that, you know, there's two issues that we can talk about. One is, of course, you don't feel your artwork is as they are portraying you to be, right? So there shouldn't be an issue with the fact that your artwork is sexually suggestive in nature, right?
I mean, part of it is more of humor. Like, if you guys look at it, like, most of it is for entertainment value. I never take the subject of sex, like, seriously. It's more portrayed in, you know, a light of humor.
Like, right. Like, I'll be honest, your work reminds me of, like, Three's Company. So, since yeah. when did...
No.
Yeah, oh, dude, no. I cannot wait to see the fucking, like, Liliana and Mr. Roper
yes. fucking sketch. I've already said it. Liliana is the dark-haired girl. The blonde girl can be Elspeth. And then, you know, it can be Jace or Gideon.
At that point, it just needs to be straight up Mr. Roper. Not
yeah, No, Tybalt. Fucking... No, Tybalt is Mr. Roper. And Larry is got to be Gideon, and then Jack Tripper can be Jace. You know?
Oh my God!
It's like, hey, what are we doing, guys?
You've got a whole series going.
Yeah, I do. It's fucked up. We take classic planeswalkers and we put them in 1980 show, 1980 sitcom.
Shit, that's even 70s. Fuck.
Yeah, well, we're cheating ourselves. Acts of life.
Yeah, no shit.
The facts of life. There you go. Actually, we could do different strokes. Koth could be freaking Gary.
Yeah, that's the problem. I was going to say.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Like, you're going to have like, two Koths.
Yeah, well, it's just... It's the big Koth and the little Koth.
Yeah, it'll just be big Koth and little Koth. That'll work.
What you talking about, Koth? I ain't do nothing. It'd be freaking awesome, man. But anyways, let's let him finish his point. So,
we have pitches to Wizards. You got to have like an 80s sitcom kind of thing.
Well, okay, so we've obviously come to your defense, and we've pitched this many times on the show, saying that instead of attacking what is another great free outlet of Magic promotion, and it's catering to an audience that does actually exist. Sorry, Wizards of the Coast, there are older Magic players that exist out there, and we do not want Kajujo, and we do not want a kids game. We want an adult game, and part of that adult game may feature some sexually suggestive content, and it may feature some profanity and some other shit.
That's part of, like, you know, that's one of the things that comes with having a business that's successful enough that, like, you know, started back in 93 and is still going strong. The people that started playing your game when they were 12 are now full-grown adults, lo and behold. And so, you know, quit attacking the dude that's entertaining those people. Because you guys aren't doing a very good job of it. So, I mean, fucking let him.
I agree. Like, the most... What is going?
No, I was going to say, because, like, dig this. Because, like, there's a whole audience I didn't know that existed was, like... Like, there's a lot of women that actually play the damn game. Like,
there are... Sure.
You know what's crazy? Yeah.
Yeah, they're all women. I have 1,000 people following me. Most of those are women. They're like, they love this stuff. They're the ones that are putting requests. They're the ones that are asking me to ship, you know, Gideon with Sorin or, you know, Jace with Sorin or pretty much anything.
Actually,
really? That's hilarious.
Yeah. I did know that, but I'm pretty sure that like 95 to 96% of those are ferreted. With different screen names.
Yeah. No, the truth.
I'm innocent on this one. I actually know what titties look like, okay?
He scored a pair of his own. He's good. He's not looking. But what I think is hilarious is it typical of like Wizards that they say they want a demographic, but then when the demographic goes and gets what they want, they're like, whoa, you can't have that. But yeah, but this is what the demographic wants. Yeah, but that's not wholesome, and that's not in line with what we want to do as a company and be safe within legality rules, and we don't want a soccer mom calling us up and suing us and have Nancy Grace, you know, on fucking next morning.
It honestly reminds me of, like, the guy sitting behind the head desk is just, like, a full-blown cokehead that, like, everything's falling apart around him, and he's just like all, no, we can't have that. Wait, I got an idea. Let's do this. And everybody's like, that's a terrible idea. He's like, I'm the fucking boss. You shut your fucking mouth. And then he's like, oh, wait, no. And they surf in the internet one day at work, you know, nothing to do. And he comes across some of Polish Tamale's shit. And he's just like, we should fucking sue that guy. And then, like, he forgot who you were right after he said that. But then, you know, the rest of his peons were like, well, apparently that's the last we heard of him. Because then he went on vacation to Aruba with a fucking suitcase full of cocaine, and the last thing he said is fucking sue that guy. So I guess that's what we're supposed to do until he gets back. Like, this is kind of the vision I get of how they're running shit over there.
Ah, that's so stupid. I wouldn't doubt that if it's actually close to that, but you never know, man. You never know. But I mean, like, here, the real thing, I guess, of course, the sexual thing is, it's hearsay, like, whatever. I mean, it is or it isn't. It might be what they want to do. It could be a market they don't want to explore, whatever. Do you feel, though, because, you know, we can ask you point blank. Do you feel...
Hey, sorry, before you ask him the next question, I got to interject here with this. Like, I get where, you know, some of this shit comes from in the sense that, like, okay, I'm looking at this fucking picture that he put up right now on my fucking screen. I'll totally fuck her in the mouth. And that's not even a magic character. But
okay, so Polish Demise asked me. He's like, you do know that some people actually masturbate to my art, and I'm like, what? And then I was like, I had to be honest. I'm like, well, there was this one time that you drew that lily, and I was like, I swear, I was like this close. I had the bottle of Lubriderm in my hand. I was like almost gonna do it. And I was like, no, I can't do it. That's just wrong.
It only becomes creepy because you know the dude that drew it.
Like, yeah. if it was anonymous, I'd be like, that's just struggling.
Hey, Jay, basically all it comes down to is you're real fucking good at your craft, man.
Yeah, he's too good. But the funny thing is, there was this one time where someone sent me this link to these, like, cartoon characters. I think it was Fry and Leela from Futurama, but they were doing it. And I was like, no, I watched every episode. They never did it on the show. And then I clicked the link. And you know what you're never supposed to do, people? You do not click links on the internet.
Click on
the
link. You don't ever click on the
link. And that was some X-rated shit. But anyways, that's not what we're talking about. But what we were talking about is, straight from, you know, your mouth, I guess. That's not suggestive at all, but...
Yeah, careful. After my last comment, I don't even know if you want to talk about his mouth.
At least I know where it's been. So... So basically, what I'm asking...
Oh, my.
He just did a Sulu right there. Oh, my. Anyways, all right, TK. So what I'm trying to say is, like, do you think your work actually infringes on their copyright? Or do you think that your work is actually just parody of the game and is not, you know, breaking the rules that they say you are?
No, it's obviously a parody. I mean, everything I've been doing has been, you know, within, you know, fair reason of parody use. You know, you Absolutely. See it all the time in, you know, Family Guy, Simpsons, Archer. Yeah, even in Archer. You know, I use them as reasonable means. It's not like I'm claiming these are mine. I'm not claiming that I've come up with Liliana, nor am I, like, even selling these prints.
Right. Right. So do you think it's an issue that Family Guy can do it, Archer can do it, other people can do it because they have money? And that what basically it comes down to is grease the palm of the people, right? And so that you're not doing it, and they're like, hey, you're not paying for the privilege to have this free reign.
Well, I mean, but, like, not even that. Look at, like, that whole, like, issue back and forth between, like, the Family Guy and fucking South Park thing. Like, South Park spent, like, two episodes on fucking basically making fun of Family Guy. And, like, they're drawing Family Guy characters, you know, they're slightly different, you know, because it is. It's parody. They're making fun of it. They're making their own commentary on that show and whatever else is going on in life at that time. And, like, you know, there was, like, an issue back and forth. Like, they weren't all fucking, you know, in it together kind of thing. It was just, like, an issue back and forth between the two of them. And, you know, I don't know what got resolved with that. But it is what it is. Like, you're making fun of somebody else's thing. And well, that's it. Like, you it's parody. It's exactly what it is. It's fucking
here's
parody.
What I don't get. They both benefited. So why would all of a sudden say, hey, stop promoting my show?
Well, right. Like, but no, what I'm saying sense. Is, like, it'd be a whole different story if fucking if Polish Somalis was straight up tracing fucking, like, Wizards commissioned fucking art. And that, you know, like, identically drawing them.
Well, there are artists that are doing that, and I don't see them getting taken out.
But no, that's what I'm saying is, like, if you were to fucking take, like, one rendition of fucking Lily and one rendition of Chandra and fucking having them fucking scissor like crazy, but they're drawn exactly like the fucking characters, then maybe they'd have a leg to stand on. But fucking, you can spot Polish Tamale's art from a fucking mile away, dude. It's fucking awesome. It's his style. It's exactly what he does. And he draws characters that, you know, in a parody sense. and that's that. Like, I don't see where Wizards possibly has a fucking leg to stand on there.
Well, what it is some people are trying to go and say, well, they don't understand where the parody is. And from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the parody here is, you know, what if the Planeswalkers and whatnot were in current day life?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and then the problem there too is, and I completely understand what you're saying, but like, you know, all of, you know, look at like fucking political parody and shit like that. Like, you know, that's printed in the fucking New York Times and LA Times and shit like that. Just because fucking Jack Mo Bocephus fucking idiot down the street doesn't understand what the comic is doesn't mean that, right, like, that person can sue him for fucking slander or fucking copyright infringement, because like, it doesn't matter if you get what it is. Like, you know, there are certain fucking rules to follow, and fucking, as far as I can see, fucking Post Molly's followed all of them.
Now, here's what I don't understand. Has anyone ever opened up...
By the way, you are not allowed to chime in on this. We are just going to yell about your shit.
He's like, I know better. And it's actually probably better for him legally to not. So,
well, here, has anyone
we
ever heard of...
should talk about something he can talk about.
Well, okay, well, we'll end on this. Has anyone ever heard of Mad Magazine?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Who has?
Right, so enough said.
Everybody that's younger than us.
So I just dated us, Mark.
Yeah, you did.
So, anyways, so if Mad Magazine got away for 20 years publishing shit, right, like, it's pretty clear that you can do it. There is some, you know, legality here, and I think what they're doing is they're preying on the small guy because they can. And like we said last week, there's a fucking lawyer, and he's just trying to make some fucking money, and it is really not a threat to anyone.
He's getting picked on in the cafeteria by all the other bigger lawyers.
Right, Maddie, I have one thing to say, though.
All right.
Yogurt!
All I gotta say is, one time, like, obviously my favorite movie in the world is UHF, and I just say that the one time someone's gotta just be at Wizards, like, if me and Kevy were in the Wizards office one day and we were just gonna take them all out, we'd be hiding in the closet, and then we'd just jump out on Mark Rosewater and be like, supplies, motherfuckers!
Supplies!
So it would be almost like a white Dave Chappelle. Supplies, motherfuckers! I don't know why.
You know, the thing, though, about that, Maddie, is most of the guys inside of Wizards are fucking cool. Like, you know.
I know, it's not
Earth,
them.
For example, he's one of the most awesome guys I know.
It's true. We like to joke with them, but it's the people behind the scenes. It's the boardroom and those kind of people. It's not Wizards of Coast. It's probably more Hasbro that dictates certain aspects of the game that we don't find popular, so. Whatever.
You know what I should start doing just to see where this goes? I'm going to start, like, every one of these images that fucking Polish Tamales does, you know, apparently is, you know, is something that Wizards has a problem with. Every single one of them, I'm just going to draw a stick figure version of it, and I'm going to start posting it all over the internet under Kevy Metal. Just terrible fucking stick figure artwork of every single one of them, and see if I can get Wizards to start fucking with me about it. And then if they leave me alone, then fucking, if this ever goes to court, fucking Polish Tamales is fucking set. You'd be like, check this out. This is every single drawing I've ever done that you guys are bitching about, except for it's terrible. And you guys haven't fucked with him once.
So is the basis that I'm just better? Or, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. What is your legal basis here? Is it just that I'm a better artist? Or is it because that you somehow haven't seen these?
That would be great.
And stick figure dick and balls and fucking yeah. No,
why is every stick?
Did you ever play that game back when you were younger and partied a lot? I'm sure you guys probably didn't. I did. The whole fucking you have the drunk driver follow the, or you know, like, you have somebody follow the driver home to face.
Wait, Kevy, drunk driver?
Wait, is the game you get into drunk driver and you try to survive getting home?
No. What it is you have the dude that's leaving drunk. Instead of being responsible and being like, no, we'll just drive you home, you have somebody sober follow him home in his car. And then if, like, a cop does show up, you do something stupid and take off the other way to get him to fucking follow you.
No,
you know how
times I've left a party like that. Like, thankfully, you know, nothing bad ever happened. But, like, yeah, that was usually the game plan back when I was in, like, high school. But everybody's drinking, and so-and-so's just like, I gotta go. You're too drunk, but I gotta get my car home. All right, I got an idea. I'll follow you, and then if a cop gets behind me, then I'll break right and haul ass down the street, and then they'll come after me and leave you alone.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story because this is interesting. So there were at times people wouldn't do that when I was young and in those ages. But what they would do is
And if they had a fucking brain on them, but
no, that's true. No, well, this is hilarious. So a couple of times at certain parties, like certain people would show up with, like, you know, cars and that, whatever. And what they do is they say, okay, no one's going to drive their car home. We'll pick the last person who's the least drunk. We'll give him all our car keys, and then we'll pick the second last guy drunk, and we'll say, you two drive a car to that person's house, then. You know, or like, because he'll follow in one car, and they'll basically do like a valet service, and they'll deliver all the cars. Right. So this was hilarious.
Poor sheltered children.
Well, no.
You know how I used to do this? We would count how many beer caps were in our pocket, and the dude with less had to drive. It didn't matter how many there were.
Well, wait, let me finish the story. So this is the funniest. So there was this one house party, like 50, 60 people showed up, and it was like 2, 3 in the morning. Anyways, we're trying to get, like, there was probably about 22 cars all over the front lawn, like everywhere, right? And there's people just hammered, smashed, like just one guy's like half in the toilet, half, like this is like fucked, right? So the girl who threw the party's like, look, man, you got to go around and just get, I don't want anyone dying. And she was like having a meltdown. And me and this other guy are like, no problem. We'll do what we can. So, of course, I got like 10 sets of car keys. I don't even know whose fucking car. So you'd go to every car. This is before like the beep beep, you know. You'd have to take the damn key and just jam it. I don't know. Fuck, there's a thing. And if you've ever seen an Oldsmobile key, it fits any Oldsmobile. I'm not kidding. Like the old cars, like literally you can just put any key in it. Like, I used to have a set of car keys that didn't even fit my car. But they worked, so fuck. I was like, all right, they're fine, right? So we started taking people's cars home, and the guy was telling me where to go. I'm like, do you know where you're going? He's like, oh, yeah. So we delivered like 3 or 4 cars, got back. This guy's like, hey, man, where's my car? I'm like, oh, what did it look like? He's like, oh, it was a 1989 green. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think we did that one first. He's like, well, where'd you put it? Oh, we drove it like about 5 miles down the road. He's like, oh, I live right over there. So the guy lived a block. Place. He lived a block away, and we drove it like 5 miles the other way. Anyway, so I was like, ah, oh, fuck. So we got his car. At the end of the night, though, I got back and I was like, what the fuck? Did everyone take all their cars? What happened? He's like, no. His little brother, who was 14 years old, started driving cars home.
Started driving guys or cars.
Well, home because there. He's a 14-year-old kid. He's like, oh, fucking right, I'm going to drive some cars.
Hell yeah,
so people were letting him drive, like, IROCs, you know, and he's a 14-year-old kid spinning the tires down the road. It's fucking awesome.
Fucking great.
My mom
used to tell me about shit. Like, she's like, I remember back in the day when we used to party and shit. Yeah, this is my mom talking. my mom has seen Motley Crue more than I have. So, my mom was telling me, like, she's like, I remember back in the day, like, a cop would pull you over, you'd be a little bit drunk, but your friend's fucking hammered in the passenger seat, and you're like, we were just trying to be responsible. This is her car, and I was driving her home. And fucking, they'd be like, all right, carry on.
Carry on.
Back in the day, that shit was cool. Nowadays, they don't fuck around.
No, now they just taser you before you said anything.
Yeah, no shit.
License and All right, so here you go. So we're gonna answer some questions now because we gotta keep this ball rolling. So because
we keep cutting off Polish tamales.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get a question for Polish.
We could have just got any random person on tonight and said it was Polish tamales, like to further help protect his identity. We could have just got fucking.
How do you know? How do you know we didn't?
That's
oh,
true.
All right. So,
next level tech, bitches.
So, yeah. So here you go. We got some Twitter questions, so we're going to hit a couple for everybody. So, Polish tamales, this one is for you. So, Brian Campbell, SoupDog77, says, why didn't the Pope pick a sweet name like Macaeus? He's like, you guys should come up with your own papal names. So, Polish tamales, if you were to give us papal names, what would they be?
Papal names?
Yeah, like, you'd have, like, what would you call heavy metal? He would be like, you know,
oh, heavy metal, for fuck's sake.
No. I think, you know, his name would be like, Pope You in the Butt or something. Or maybe like,
I'm taking, you know, a, like, drink for the fucking terrible pun. I love it.
He'd be like, could you see Kevin Metal as the Pope, though? That would be the best.
Oh my god.
White smoke didn't come out.
I have to drink that one.
Exploded.
Hey, Polish Tamales, do me a favor. Like, I'm going to ask you to add to that sketch you did of me with the Devil Girls. You need to put a fucking, you know, fuck my hair. You need to just put a Pope hat on.
A Pope hat on. Right now.
A Pope hat and a robe and shit like that, and still have the devil bitches behind me trying to lick my ear.
50 kilo, like, freaking blow in your arms.
Yeah, no shit. It's just me as the Pope. Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
Oh, that would be the best. You see, like, instead of white smoke out the top of the tower, it just explodes in flames.
It's just pyrotechnics from a Metallica concert.
Yeah. You basically, your music to come out onto the balcony and to reveal yourself is bad to the bone.
It's my own shit.
Yeah, it's your own shit. You come out with a guitar playing it. Hey, man, do you want a 78-year-old Pope that's going to die in 4 years? Do you want me? I'm going to die in 3 years from alcohol poisoning.
You guys know damn good and well I am never going to die. My insides are fucking pickled. I'm like Keith Richards, man. I'm going to live to be 120. And fucking everybody I know that eats healthy and doesn't drink like a fucking master alcoholic is going to die before me and wonder why.
It's true.
That's just the way the world works. People take care of themselves, they die early of something stupid, like fucking, they just have a random premature heart attack. People like me that drink and do drugs and fucking give fuck all about their body somehow live to be, like, older than the fucking Crypt Keeper.
It's like a Charlie Sheen.
Oh, there you go. You know what? The truth is, if you were to pass, I'm not sure that I could tell the difference between the corpse and your alive body.
No shit. No, you say what?
So are we calling Kevy a warlock?
Yes.
Sort of. No,
he's
like
a necromancer.
When I die, like, that's how you're gonna know I'm dead in the casket, is when I have, like, my pants pulled down and my ass up in the air. that's how I want to be buried.
I thought I thought
that was a typical Sunday night.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to respond when you try to poke your finger in my butt.
You know what would be the best is? He'd be like, hey, man, is he dead? I don't know. He's not drinking as much as he normally would. He's still drinking. That's the thing. He's dead, but he's still drinking.
Bottle, like, ass up in the air, heavy metal shirt on, fucking, you know, cheap bottle of vodka in my hand. Like, yeah, that's how I want to be buried. Face down.
Oh man, we just chop you up into little bits and give you away as little bits of you in each.
Fuck that! If you're gonna chop me up, I want you guys to just throw me into one of those fucking wood chippers and fire me out into a crowd. Like fucking Kevy Confetti, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's like.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
Okay, what's the next one?
All right.
Yeah,
so,
what's the next question?
I don't even know if we answered that. Sorry, Soup Dog. All right, so hey, from our pal Rico Travels, because hey, he travels. He's awesome, right? So he says, "What's your favorite game outside of Magic?" So we know Kevin needs time to think.
I'm the weasel. I'm also an avid motorboater.
Oh, I don't even know what that means. But
what?
I don't know what motorboating is.
Well, I know what
it's called. Hiding the ferret in the bra.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I thought it was actually something to do with water and a boat.
Oh no, absolutely.
Yo. Oh man.
Oh no, here we go. So this, he asked us a real question. What's your favorite game? And we're going to turn this into a sexual thing, aren't we?
Nice. What we do. We got Polish Tamales on. It's his fault.
Alright, Polish, what's your favorite game outside of Magic?
Anything with Chun-Li in it.
Yeah!
This is true.
Chun-Li.
Fighting games. Alright. Kevy.
Fuck. I don't know.
Fuck, there you go. He likes the fuck.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fuck. Right. Yeah. Well, hey, if you're playing drinking games, Flux is awesome.
Yeah, sport fucking, that's my favorite game, other than...
they let a young 18-year-old guy out into a field, take his pants down, lube him up, and they're like, all right, yeah. See these guys behind you? They're going to try to fuck you. Run.
Have you ever seen those movies about how, like, you know, was it like... dangerous game or whatever, like, you know, where they put human beings. Yeah, it's not anything like that. Yeah. You, I mean, it's similar. You're gonna want to run, but yeah, don't worry about people shooting you.
From how, what range? Right?
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about people shooting you because you're gonna know what this game's all about before you get shot in the back of the head.
I don't even want to touch that one.
I wouldn't want to touch it either. That was fucking terrible.
Yeah, that was just far up. I guess my favorite game outside of Magic would be roller hockey. Fuck, I don't know. I mean, or I guess...
A close second to fucking sport fucking is Borderlands. That game's pretty fun.
Borderlands is cool. I was going to say my second favorite game would be slapping the beaver around outside, but I don't know if that is also a sexually suggestive game.
Yeah,
that you don't know about.
Maddie's into the public shit.
Slapping Hot Toes the Weasel.
Just slap the beaver around, pour some maple syrup on her. She's good.
Barrett, what do you got?
Well, like I said, if you're talking drinking game, if you guys have ever played Flux, it's a little random card game. Awesome as hell. If you want to say for like computer or something like that, then I would have to go with Dungeon Defenders.
Dungeon Defenders?
Never
what is that?
Heard either of them.
It's a current game, or it's a game right now that's on Humble Bundle. And think kind of like real-time strategy and tower defense in the same thing.
Huh, that sounds cool. I gotta be careful with too many games. It wastes my time.
Monopoly?
Is it anything like Monopoly?
But yeah, since you gave me the segue on there, Humble Bundle's going on right now. It's they're for charity.
Oh yeah,
I think eight games.
Four.
Yeah, they're doing another one now, and this time it's for both Steam, Android, and Windows.
Oh, right on. I remember you talking about them before, because for once I was like a kind-hearted soul and I like went on a rant about fucking charity and giving to people, and you guys said, well, I mean, that or if you just want free stuff.
Well, were you also talking about beating the shit out of the poor guy from with the bell?
Mm, yeah.
That's right. All right, so,
fair is fair.
All right, so Rob Cordy, Kraken Jacked, he asked us. He's got a good review.
Kraken Jacked is my fucking homie, by the way. Fucking shout out. Like, he's actually real life fucking homie.
Real life?
Magic with me. Yeah.
All right, so favorite one drop, rapid fire style for everybody. So let me go on a long diatribe about how I started Magic. No. My favorite one drop's got to be Champion of the Parish right now. Boom.
Gravecrawler.
The cattle.
Polish.
Savannah Lions.
Yo, he went old
school. Old school. Damn, we just got owned.
Oh, I should have said Bird of Paradise. God damn it. All right, good one. Good one. All right, so Doug Parker, Magic Krogue. Magic Rogue. Magic Krogue. Dude, I butcher people's Twitter names to the point of, like, stupidity. Sorry, Doug. All right, his question is, how do you deal with assholes who scare away new players? Now...
I get tattoos and I threaten them.
I assume he means like, now we get to take this two ways, because we've obviously talked about the real life, you know, fucking store dudes that come in. But what about like, has anyone like encountered like real life bullying on like NTGO and some of the boards?
Well, see, like mine kind of like intercombine with each other. Like, you know, in real life, I look like me and threaten people. And then to deal with the online ones, I just put my personality out there like I have so much on the internet and then do the same thing.
So you basically are pissing on a large square and people don't come near you.
Exactly. Hey, don't fuck with my friends. I will kill you. I got no problem with it.
Oh, man. All right, Paul.
That's one thing I've always had. Like, I've for some reason, like, I get super fucking overprotective of my friends, and I've started to see it, like, in, like, not just in real life, but, like, you know, as I've made a lot of, like, friends in the Magic community and shit, I get super fucking protective over people. Like, some dude at one point didn't even mean anything by it, but he said something on Twitter about our fucking boy Tyrone.
Serve, yeah.
I was just all, hey, motherfucker, that's our fucking homie. I will knock you out. Like, I got fucking serious and pissed. I'm going to run the lawyer over for fucking Polish Tamales. Like, he's our boy, man. Like, I don't like people fucking with my friends. It gives me more of a reason to fuck with people than anything else in the world. Well, that and alcohol.
This is true. This is true. I mean, I personally witnessed assholes, like you've heard in the cast. I've heard a lot of people, like, I've been to many stores where there's just, like, you know, either they're the shark players that are, like, shark and kids, or, you know, they're the typical bully person who, you know, kind of runs what happens, you know, at the practice tables and shit. And those kind of people, I mean, you can't really deal with them, you know, to a certain extent, like Heavy does, because then you're basically dead. You're out of the store. Like, most times you basically try to get them out of the store, and then you can deal with them any way you want. But while they're in the store, you kind of try to be nice. But then you lure them out. You know?
You take their deck box off the table, you dip your nuts in it, and then you throw it in the trash, and just see if they do anything about it. Like, you know, what are they going to go get it out of the trash? They're like, but I like these cards. And then everybody that sat there and watched that, they're just like, oh, all right, I'm going to leave then. Like, everybody's like, ah, that guy's a bitch. And then they don't, like, they're not afraid of that guy anymore. So then the guy can't bully people anymore. you have to be assertive.
Oh, my God. It's true. It's true.
I think bullies don't. I'm starting to think that maybe the more I open my mouth, the more I'm starting to think I'm the bully.
Yeah, exactly. You are the person we're trying to deal with.
Yeah. That very well might be true.
So, Paul, how would you deal, or how do you deal with assholes to scare away new players? Or that scare away new players?
It's pretty close to what Kenny would do.
Yeah! See? It's my boy. Fucking love this dude.
you know it would be even worse though. See, you don't realize the actual power you wield. If you walked into a store and a guy was like, hey man, he's being a total asshole, you just sit down across from him and start drawing him, and he's like,
draw a picture of him just fucking beating himself in the face with dicks.
Yes.
and it's gonna be such high quality art that the shop is probably gonna fucking frame it and put it up behind the counter.
Exactly, and then everyone bids on it. It'd be awesome. And then you're like, oh, by the way, I'm also going to put it on Twitter. Oh, fuck. Well, hold on.
Yeah, bullies lose their steam when you fucking, when you actually do shit like that. It's fun.
Yeah, so here we go. We got another one here. okay, so Lee Kershaw, who is Les, he's got a good F, Mary kill here, but it's more... It's more other cards. So he says, in what contest, rank them? Is it gameplay, getting drunk? Or is it playing the game?
Ooh.
In what order do you enjoy Magic, I guess is what he's getting at.
Yeah.
So he's like, do you like the gameplay Magic? Do you like getting drunk? Or do you like the cards?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just say, like, across the board, getting, you guys know that. That's a given. But, I don't know. Like, it kind of depends on, like, what I'm playing. Like, there are a lot of nights where I, like, actually want to grind some fucking matches, and I'll have Daniel come over, and we'll just fucking, the two of us will just grind matches out, and I don't even, like, want to drink because I'm fucking focused and I'm actually playing Magic. But usually it's the drinking first. And then it's, I guess, what were the other two choices? gameplay and what was the other one?
So basically Kevy's answered it quite clearly.
Yeah, it basically is like my answer regardless what format or what, you know, situation I'm playing in, the drinking comes first. Because the liquor does the talking.
I mean, I think Magic is one of those things where you can play with a bunch of people and you can have a good time. Alcohol, non-alcohol, it doesn't really matter. But then, you know,
don't
nothing wrong with a little cracking.
Like, Yeah, don't go making claims like it doesn't really matter.
Well, no, it's...
You need to have alcohol to make your experience better. Kids at home, listen to this.
Disclaimer, do not do this.
Disclaimer, don't listen.
So, I think we're basically agreeing that the community is what comes first, and then the drinking and games follow.
Or is it that drinking allows the community to come together? Because they're all socially awkward. So without the drinking, they would never talk to each other.
Community is. They might come at different times, depending on how much they've had to drink.
And if they're the community that follows Polish tamales, they come over and over and over again. all right, so...
damn. All right, drink another.
All right, hit it. Keep going. All right, so we're gonna jump into some finance, because we have basically not done any finance in so long. And I know, and there's been some crazy moves going on MTGO. So we're gonna start off with Ferret. He's gonna give us a couple of picks, and I'll start him off, because I think if anyone's been seeing Prime Speakers again, that card is out of control. It is going through the roof. It is above 9 tickets now, and it was a week ago. It was like 3 tickets.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, actually, did it drop a bit? No, it's 7.06 right now. It was.
So then, yeah, then it did drop a little, because it was at about 9 and almost 10 for a little while there.
Yeah, but that just to show you, like on March 3rd, it was three tickets, three, and then boom. So obviously, this is
looking at Goldfish right now for prices.
I am.
Where did that come
from? Get the most accurate, like real-time prices, as in right now.
Yes.
Cardbot MTGO.
Yeah, but it doesn't. The only problem is Cardbot doesn't have a nice interface. I don't want to type in every name.
Oh Jesus!
I love Goldfish. It's the best site ever. I'm a damn lazy son. I love it. I'm cool with it.
Like I'm a lazy motherfucker too, so I'm totally cool with it.
Well, basically, so if anyone's asking, like, what's going up, what's going down, it looks like Patch Ape and his kind of been brewing some ban control lists. So
is that what's driving it up?
Yeah,
or is it fucking Medina's EDH list?
No, it's totally not Medina's EDH list. I mean, here's the thing. If you look at it, Zagana, like, what's funny is Marcel actually should get credit, because he was the one, or during the beta test, when we were testing the cards before they were even released, he had this deck, essentially. Resto Angel, Thrag Tusk, Master Biromancer, and Zagana, just bouncing shit and drawing cards, and it was a brutal deck, so I gotta shout him out right now. Yeah. Boom.
Well, we gotta give Marcel love anyway, because that motherfucker deserves more love than anybody else. Fucking love that dude.
You guys need to get him on more, man.
I
keep talking to him about that. Like, every time I, for some reason, I'm sorry. Like, every time we talk about, like, we'll bullshit, because he's setting up the Vegas house and shit like that, and I'm like, yeah, man, fucking, we need to get you on the cast. He's like, anytime, fucking hit me up. And then we're like, man, we need a guest. Who could we get on? And then Marcel will come up on the show or something. I'm like, oh, god damn it, we could have had Marcel on.
Well, we'll get him on. Now, here's some interesting ones. Let's see what Fair thinks of this. What do you think of Liliana the Veil? It's 42 fucking tickets, man.
I think she's fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I don't know. Polish Tamales just got me all into this
band. I don't think she's the next GX. I really don't. So yeah. I'm going to say that's the ceiling.
Well,
she's gonna go down when she rotates, but she's gonna go back up again, because she does see high amount of play, but she's not the next fucking Jace.
Right, so it's just because Jund is the counter to Ban right now.
And I believe so.
I mean, that card in Sphinx's Revelation at 35 tickets, man.
Yeah,
those seem to be very high. So I'm not. If I had them, I'd be selling them. But that's all I have to say about that one.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. I mean, but I'll fully admit, I could easily be wrong on that, but I just...
Yeah, I don't see another Planeswalker cracking 50.
Nah.
Like...
Well, she will eventually. Like, if you go down the...
You
down
think
the
road, so?
If you go 2 or 3 years down the road, then yeah, she can easily be 50. But for now, and she still has the fact that she's going to rotate out of standard.
Yeah.
No.
Well, once it rotates, it'll drop to 20.
Yeah, She'll drop down to 25, I think. 20-25.
You know what's funny? I think Liliana's more like Bob. Like, once she rotates, she'll be like a Bob price. It'll be 10, and then it'll spike to 20 during season.
You realize what Bob's current price is?
What, you gonna make me look like an ass? I thought Bob was, Bob's like 10 bucks, isn't it?
But, no, Bob went down, but, like, not nearly. Like, I mean, I think I got mine for...
Here, look.
Wait, I got it. So I'm drunk as shit because in Goldfish, when it says search example, Snapcaster Mage, in the search bar, I typed Bob.
Now, see, Snapcaster Mage is a great buy right now. If you plan to pick him up and keep him for, like, Legacy and everything, he's only at 650.
Yeah, it's still...
$20 card down the road.
But you think with Deathrite Shaman, it's just like, really?
Deathrite Shaman's going to be a $15 card, but Snappy's going to be right there with him.
So it's like a Snappy Deathrite.
He's fucking blue, okay?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway. Now, what do you think about, okay, everyone that jumped out of Crater Hoofs, because they thought that fad was over, he looks like he's back a bit. He's climbing 1037, 10 tickets right now.
Yeah, Dark Confidant at 22.13 right now.
Jesus Christ.
He went down. He used to be up at almost 30.
Yeah.
Well, there goes that.
There goes that.
I still don't own my Bobs yet. I gotta get them.
I do.
I know, you fuckers.
How much did you pay?
Love that card.
Yeah, how much did you pay for them, though?
The first two I paid 24, and the second two I think I paid 24, 25 for.
Now, the only reason I'll say that was a dangerous purchase is because Modern Masters, he might be in there, but I've heard rumors he won't be. And if he doesn't go into Modern Masters, you actually made a pretty damn good buy. Because he'll just keep going.
And not even that. Like, I totally understand from that point, like, a strictly financial point of view. But, like, that guy is fucking invaluable in my fucking burn deck at this point. That's why
I bought him too.
Because he, like, I tried it out on Nina's suggestion, and it just fucking performed like a boss. And so I bought the other two. I bought two. Check it out. I bought the other two because it was just it's awesome in that deck. And so, I mean, even if they lose value from, like, when I bought them to when I eventually sell them, if I sell them or, you know, anything like that, like, you know, the value I've gotten out of them so far has been fucking immense. So,
well, now here's another card. Like, has anyone even been watching? Cavern of Souls is almost 18 tickets.
Yeah, that's been.
Wow.
I think its low point within the past 2 months was
11 bucks. Yeah, it was under 10, yeah. I mean, that card, I thought it was over. Like, I thought it would settle at around 10. I'm very surprised it's spiking, but I guess... Like, what control magic is being run that is causing this?
You've got the Bant control deck. You've got the decks that are all fucking running Sphinx Rev and that whole nine yards. But what it is it's the Naya Human deck that's abusing the card.
Naya Humans is using it? Really? Oh, I guess it's for almost mana fixing because it's all human, yeah.
Well, beyond that, too, is then it'll also allow you to cast your Angel protected.
That's true. I don't run into a lot of counter magic, though, I gotta be honest. Although I am seeing Dissipate come back here and there in some of the ban control lists, so maybe.
No, the card that I'm wondering what the hell and why the hell is Vexing Devil. Why is it at 3 ticks?
Vexing Devil is at 3 ticks? Did you just see Polish Tamale's post? Yeah. Yep. I knew it. I'm like, yeah, he just saw that. Go check Twitter. If people haven't checked Twitter, go check Postwise, then go look through his Twitter thing and you'll find
out. Go see Pope Kevy.
Pope Kevy's awesome.
Oh, dude, I need to just put that as my fucking avatar.
Yes, you need to just be, that is your new avatar right there.
Oh, that's fucking great.
I love how fucked up his face is, too.
You're my fucking hero, man. I'm telling you.
That's the best. Oh my god, he's awesome. Here's something interesting. So, because everyone who's waiting, because I know I am, like, I'm waiting to get in on cards for Modern Masters because I don't want to buy them now. I'm probably doing the wrong thing because Fran's gonna yell at me, but I don't want to buy in on Modern cards yet because I'm like, I have a big time feeling that a lot of them are gonna see print, and the way the new MTGO economy works, I just think so much of that shit's gonna just plummet.
You want my opinion, Maddie?
Yes, because a lot of people are asking.
The cards that are past Shadowmoor and, you know, the Lorwyn block, those are safe to speculate on because those are not going to be in Modern Masters, period.
Yeah, they are. It's every card up until Zendikar.
I thought it was up until the Shadowmoor.
No, Zendikar.
That's why people were saying that that Modern Masters might be like a complete reprint of Shadowmoor Lorwyn block.
Yep.
Well, no, I knew they were going to have Shadowmoor and Lorwyn, but I thought Shadowmoor was the last one that they were going to have in there.
No, because
Shadowmoor and Lorwyn block was the end. But okay, fine, whatever. Amara. It stops at Zendikar, which goes actually with what I was thinking though. It was like the Zendikar fetches.
Yeah,
those are only going to keep going up with demand.
Yeah, but they're high already. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I know they are.
I was hoping that they would drop, but I think that window, we've missed it. I only can see them creeping higher. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to end up being $30 cards.
I mean, we all know that in 2 years, Modern Masters 2 is going to be released, and they're going to take it all the way up to Innistrad. So if you don't get in now, you might get in later. But I mean, I have a really big feeling that, like, you look at Gatecrash and that, the card prices are still they're still down. Like, you're still not seeing, even though there are some good cards and they are being played, they're not spiking like, you know, RTR did or even Innistrad. Like, there's something's holding it down, and I think it's the redemption. So we'll see with Dragon Maze. But if Dragon Maze follows that trend where, you know, there's a good 20% haircut on the prices, I just don't want to get in on modern cards on MTGO yet. I'll wait. Like, don't you think so? No?
The modern on MTGO? Yeah, you're going to want to wait on the older stuff, because that is going to possibly get reprinted, but...
Now,
like I said, anything from Zendikar 4 definitely is worthy on spec.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think there's some Zendikar cards and Innistrad cards that, man, in a year from now, watch out. Watch out.
Well, speaking of the Innistrad cards, like, one of the ones I was thinking was Sulphur Falls. Here's my example and my premise for this. Look at the M10 lands. Right now, each of those are anywhere from, I think the lowest one is a tick and a half, and your highest one is almost 4 tickets. And
which one is 4 tickets? Are you serious? I thought those were like under a ticket each, 50 cents.
No.
The M10 lands that have been printed 4 times now.
Exactly, wow. Yes.
Well, there you go then. Why the hell am I not specking on all the Innistrad lands then? Because they're, I think they're all under 3.
Yeah. I mean, the highest Innistrad land, I think right now, if just off the top of my head, I want to say it's the green black one.
I'll tell you right now. It is. Wow, Hinterland Harbor is only 298. It's under 3. Clifftop Retreats, 366. Isolated Chapel, $3. They're all under 3. Woodland Cemetery, yeah, the green black, 378. So, yes,
right. All
and Sulphur Falls. Sulphur Falls.
Like, my question is, why do you think that is? Because, like, you know, these aren't like the fucking M set lands, like the M set dual lands. Like, these are the enemy colors. but like with like the standard situation that we're in right now, where mana bases are fucking just, you know, happy rainbow land, like you can use whatever the fuck you want. and you need, you know, those cards to do it too. Like, I mean, you can make whatever color combination decks you want and the mana base is fucking basically flawless. And so why is it that those lands that are fucking, you know, there aren't fucking 3 or 4 fucking sets printed worth of them, just the fucking Innistrad lands, why are those so cheap?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're that cheap.
If I knew the answer to that, I'd be much richer.
The thing is, there's, if you look at any of the lands, they are always depressed until, you know, we rotate out of this, like, incredibly impressive mana base. I mean, if we didn't follow, you know, if RTR didn't put shocks, these lands would be $6-7 easy. So, right. I mean, maybe it's a little bit of that. What I find interesting, though, is I've heard rumors, and I kind of agree with, you know, the core set coming, 214, that we're going to get these lands again. That's the land, the rare
the enemy
cycle.
Color lands?
Yeah.
These color land lands? No.
You don't think so? Fuck no. I don't think so.
Well, okay. Oh, well,
there's no way that they're going to print 10 fucking of the M10. I'll just consider these all M10 or friend lands or whatever the fuck you want to call them. But there's no way they're going to print all 10 of them in one set.
No, not 10. They would go do the enemies. They do an enemy cycle because here's the thing.
So you're saying they would then drop the M10 lands then?
Yeah.
And just go with the enemy lands and reprint those in the core set.
Yes.
See, I don't see that. Because they just rotated it out. I don't think they're going to print them again, so they'll fucking stay in.
I'm going to say it right now. When Innistrad Block leaves, we still have all the shocks. We still have a really good mana base.
Right.
If they don't print these lands in M10, they would have to come up with a new cycle of lands. Right? Because they're not going to print fetches because they're too complicated for a core set.
I think that they, from what we've seen since M10, I'm thinking they're probably just going to reprint those again.
Actually, you know what?
They wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm
pretty sure they're going to do M10 land again.
That would be insane. I don't know.
That would be insane.
What does Polish Smiles think?
What would Aaron Forsythe do?
Well, I'm not Aaron Forsythe, but tell me.
I don't know, but I'm going to get a bracelet that says that.
Yeah.
I'm not Aaron Forsythe. No, but I mean
WWAFD.
This is something I want to talk to Polish Shaman too. What I don't get is why does there seem like there's such a lack of fucking pomp and circumstance about the 20th anniversary of Magic? It just seems like they don't give a shit. Like,
they're not hyping it up at all. Like, so far I haven't seen any kind of promotions or any cross motions of any other, you know, Mountain Dew or Pepsi or any kind of, like,
exactly.
Mountain Dew or Pepsi. It's the same fucking problem we have with, like, everything else they do. They just don't give a shit.
Okay, what's the date on the 20th?
They have a fucking, they have a bar in the back of the fucking building, and all they have to do is come up with enough shit by the next set
to
keep people from completely quitting the game. Other than that, they don't really give a shit.
Well, no. You know what I've heard? Okay, so this is what I've heard. I've heard that marketing is basically telling them, do not promote the 20th anniversary while you have Dragon Maze and Gay Crash and those sets out because we want to sell them. When do you think in the year they're going to start promoting it? Core set. Why? Because core set sells the shittiest. So they're going to juice the core set and promote the shit out of it then to get a big, oh my god, and then make that pro tour.
So basically,
the 20th anniversary pro tour.
Basically, we're going to get a bunch of 20 casting cost mythics in the fucking core set. So, it's the 20th anniversary! So you're going to have a bunch of garbage cards that cost 20 mana to cast?
I hope not. I hope, like, that would
that
be horrible.
Seems like, that seems like a marketing move.
It's Emmercool, the 20.
Yeah.
It's 2020.
Yeah, a bunch of 2020 for 20 fucking mana, fucking, you know, like, yeah.
And watch Show and Tell get banned.
Yeah, all the Eldrazi are coming back.
Yeah,
but like pissed off and bigger. That just seems like a marketing move they make. They're like, oh, dude, bro, 20 is coming, right?
What are they fucking then, surfers? They're fucking potheads.
No, they're pothead surfers. Oh, bro, dude, bro, listen. Listen. Before you smoke that bowl, listen.
Yeah.
20 is the year of the thing that's coming up.
No, dude.
What if we make a 2020 for 20?
It's 420.
Blows up 20 fucking lands when he comes into play, and the guy's just all yeah. And then they get high, and they come up with fucking the card text.
I agree. And then they'll be like, dude, on this one card, it has to have 420, so it says 420, bro. Oh yeah. No, but the sad thing is, like, what they're not doing.
Not give one to black, so the whole cycle, if there's four of the 20s cycle.
Or no, you know what they would do? They'd say, we need to have four swamps, four forests, four islands, four plains, and four fire symbols,
for
dude.
A 20 power creature, bro. They won't even see it coming.
Yeah, they won't see they won't see it coming. That's the best, dude.
That's the name of the card. They won't see it coming.
Yeah,
No, sorry. In parentheses, April. And then it's, they won't even see it coming.
It's so big, they'll never see it, dude. Oh, that's awesome. Like, in a game, what are you doing? Dude, he's tapping four. He's tapping another four. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, my God, that's awesome. But, no, seriously, but like...
my input into the 20th anniversary.
Thank God you're not in charge of that. Thank God, that's all I gotta say. Oh, my God, there's a free freaking... You know, hey, look, there's a promo coupon for my crack dealer that used to sell me coke. He's got a free... get a free blow with every fucking pack of Dragon's
Teeth. Get a free grandma blow with every fucking booster box.
It'll get you boosted, bro.
Hey, I'll tell you what, fucking playtesting would be a whole different story at that point.
That house would be rocking, let me tell you. But we are not condoning that.
Yeah, you get a lot more shit done in playtesting. A lot more hours of testing in, but you probably wouldn't do so well at the Pro Tour.
He's just flipping tables everywhere. Oh, God, there's cockroaches all over me. Anyway.
Somebody go buy a box. Somebody go buy a box. I had to play a fucking feature match, and you're rubbing your gums.
Oh, my God. You got the big white powder lips.
Yeah. Yo. Fuck. I need a box, bro. I need a fucking box. Go buy a fucking case of boosters now and meet me in the bathroom.
They're grinding up the cards and snorting.
They're getting their free grandma blow for fucking every box, and then they're just cracking packs, and then you get a game loss because fucking you never showed up to the fucking match. Yeah. Oh, man, the Pro Tour would be way more fun if I ran it.
At least it would be exciting. I don't doubt that we need a little bit of that in the Pro Tour, but not
well, so much. Well, this match is supposed to be Brian Kibler versus Owen Tweedenwalt.
I love how we call him Owen Tweedenwalt.
Apparently, Owen never showed up.
Yeah. I can just see it now. Vegas betting for the over-under on number of heart attacks.
Yeah.
Under their breath, the announcers are just like, I actually kind of would have expected Kibler to not show up. Just by his shuffling habits.
Just by his shuffling habits. And,
Owen's face ass up with a bloody nose in the fucking bathroom. There's just booster packs everywhere.
I got reamed out last time because people said that the show tangent and it went too far. It's the people said that we sidetracked to the point of obscurity. And now I promised them on Twitter, hey, this won't happen with this kid. Oh, sorry, guys. So I fucking failed.
Sorry, Kevin.
Lying
to our followers. Somehow this all comes down to being Maddie's fault because he's the one that made the bro.
Oh, I know. Why did I do that? Fuck. But anyways, to get us back,
I was supposed to get you guys to quit harping on Wizards so much. Well, so much for that one, too. Heck
yeah. Yeah. Oops. Hey, we don't really harp on them. We just brutally attack them.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but if I was going to do the whole, like, okay, so if I was going to do the 20th anniversary, like, with this core set, you can see that marketing basically told them, stop all that shit. You got Modern Masters, you got all these things we don't want to take focus away from. So, you know, probably near the end of the year, you're going to see something. But I just feel like this is retarded. Like, it should be, the whole year should be a celebration.
Do you think that they might pull the whole, like, because of that, like, I, you know, in all honesty, instead of the crazy side, in all honesty, do you see that being like, obviously there's a bunch of shit going on, you know? Well, I mean, you've got your sets that are normally going to come out anyway, like, you know, they're releasing Modern Masters and shit like that. Do you see it like, oh, hey, we're going to let that shit die down and then we're going to do something for the 20th anniversary? Or when everybody starts asking, like, so what about the 20th anniversary? They're like, oh,
well,
I mean, we gave you Modern Masters. I thought that's what you guys wanted.
We gave you a fourth Pro Tour. You know the thing, though, what I would love to see, like, what they fail to realize is they're short-sighted. If you looked at this game, like, it's the 20th year. You've been here 20 fucking years. When most people talk, they're like, oh, man, I remember playing this block, which is kind of like a year. So it's like looking back to a year. What they're not seeing is if you'd made this entire year amazing, every month – something happened. And I'm not saying it's foil Jace's for everybody in January and foil Force of Wills for everybody in February. But I'm saying if you did something like kind of cool and different, that it's not the same old shit, and it was like unique, like I'm, you know, there could be a ton of things you could do, but it just feels like there's...
Ship everybody with a DCI number a fucking promo card for each month of the fucking year.
That alone.
Maybe coincides with fucking...
a standard deck.
Well, not even a standard, like, you know, something from, you know, like, you got your earlier years through fucking January, February, and March, and then, you know, then you get into your late, you know, your sets a little bit later, you know, that kind of thing, like, fucking, and there's lots of things they could do, but, like, again, I don't know how many times I've said this on this show, we've never accused WotC of having great business practices.
Look,
well, hey, guys, I'm not sure if this one's actually related or not, and I'm actually pretty sure it's not, but I'll just put it out there, they are... You know how the cube you know how the cube has the special dual lands.
Yep.
The all art and everything. This current Mox coming up is having the Savannah.
Oh, really?
Which may not be related because they might just try to say that's the 20th anniversary, so we're actually doing, you know, the special dual lands as the Mox prizes from here on out.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. I would love to get those. I think the art is badass, but I was just hoping something like, you know, make a 20th anniversary logo. Like, here's what's crazy. Everybody, because I do this all the time for clients, they always, if it's their 15th anniversary, whatever, I haven't even seen a 20th anniversary logo for Magic, which is like, hello, where the fuck is that? Because I would be printing it on all kinds of shit as... you know, nostalgia. And hey, even if you printed, like, here's a lot of people said, like, oh, the F&M promos are always crap because they're not cards that are in standard. And it's like, oh, well, it takes time to print stuff. And I just cannot fathom the retardedness of this argument that if you were running it, you couldn't say, hey, what decks are in standard? Oh, that's hard to figure out. I don't know. Let's go look at Channel Fireball. Let's go look at Star City Games. Yeah. Let's go look at
Manitoba. Let's go look at somebody else's
league that they supposedly have. They know what the hell is coming out. They know what's going to get played to at least some degree.
Apparently they don't. Apparently they say that it's all a surprise. But here, like, even stupid shit, like, you make Burning Tree Emissary, okay, that card's really good. It's going to be seen in cheap decks. It's a cool card. It's an uncommon. You could easily make a wicked foil version of it. And you know what you could even do? You could say, hey, it's March. You know what? At the end of the month, let's run a card as a 20th anniversary gift and ship it out to whatever criteria you would like. Well, what card should it be? I don't know. Let's go look at the fucking deck list. Let's call a printer. Do it. I mean, come on. Like, it's not that hard. Paul Schmell is an artist. How long would it take if Wizard said, here's some money, do the art for this card? A week?
Hey, we saw how fast he made me into the Pope.
Yeah, he fucking just live drew Kevy, okay? So... he's fucking so fast. Like, God, come on, guys. It's just silly. Like, I think they really need to... To start.
Well, in all honesty, if like Wizards came to Polish Smellies and said, here's some money, how long is it going to take? He's like, about as long as it takes for you to drop your fucking lawsuit, asshole.
Well, I was thinking in another alternate universe where they never sued him, but you know how it goes. like, I mean, that's kind of like, I would just like to see more pomp and circumstance. But since we got Polish Smellies here, I'd like to ask him, what do you think, if any, okay, here's a killer one. So if anything would blow you away, what could Wizards do for the 20th anniversary that would just shock you besides dropping your lawsuit?
If they actually went back and started doing unglued sets again.
Do you really want unglued sets?
Yes.
Why?
As long as they got many people making the cards, like if they got the Booze Cube guy doing it.
Well, you know. The Booze Cube. Yeah, okay, so if they made, instead of unglued, they made unboozed, yeah, that's a different story. I'm down with that. But they would never do that.
Yeah.
But I get you. I just don't like the unglued format. It's kind of stupid, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you just want to play for real games, then I would probably go back and say, okay, let's go back and revisit, you know, Urza's Saga where every shit was broken.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And go back, they actually had like stuff before the Planeswalkers.
Yeah, that's true. Karn. That'd be cool.
Weatherlight, stuff like that. Well, yeah. You know, it's more like the, you know, Vorthos, I mean, that's saying this than, you know, actually Spike Player. Like the Spike Player would say, oh my god, let's go back to the greatest set ever made, which was which one?
Alpha. It was Alpha.
Greatest set ever.
Yeah. Well, there's one. What is the greatest set ever made? I have to say, what do you think of Mark Rosewater's tumble? What, did Innistrad win?
I think Innistrad won.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you don't like that?
No.
Okay, well, what do you think's the best set then?
My personal favorite set? Yeah. I'll go with... My favorite set was Zendikar, but, you know, I think that... I'm really surprised, though, that Ravnica lost.
The newest so one or the original?
The original.
Yeah. I mean, I liked Innistrad. I gotta say, like, having, like, I loved Zendikar. I agree. Like, that was just an amazing set. But I think the one thing that I can't vote for Zendikar to win is because the allies just kind of, they didn't support it in Rise. If they had continued with that ally theme, the ally decks could have gotten more interesting than what they were.
I completely ignored allies. For me, it was all about landfall. Landfall was a brilliant mechanic. I loved it.
I agree. Like, landfall was perfect. The Planeswalkers were good. Jace was, like, of course, insane. Stoneforge was good. I mean, landfall was very fun. Very, like, just, you're right. It was brilliant. But the number one thing that why that set makes it so good is full art land.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love that too. Yeah.
Like that alone got me back in the game. That's the one thing that got me back into paper.
Oh, really?
It got me into everything. Like, wow. I played, like, that was it, right? Because I remember I'd collect comics, so I'd see Magic all the time. But I played up until like Mirrodin, and then I was like, ah, fuck, I'm out of here because it got really shitty. And I would buy a pack here or there, like, just to see what the cards were, but I didn't really play anymore. And it was when I saw Full Art Land sitting on the counter, just open. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know, are those unhinged lands? What are those fucking things? He's like, oh no, those are the new lands in Zendikar. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? I'll buy a box right now.
There is a huge fucking drawing aspect to those things. Like, I get not reprinting them all the time because then they wouldn't be special anymore. But fuck, man, there's just something about those. And like Daniel and I were just talking about this the other day. Like, I've gotten, you know, obviously a lot more into Magic in the last fucking, you know, 6-8 months than I used to be. But, like, you know, it's little shit like that. Like, Daniel's, you know, always just kind of, you know, putting together what he can. And, you know, he has great deck ideas for what we play. But, like, the lands, you know, they look great. You know, the full art lands, they look great. But he was just like, oh, that's not a big deal. Well, I ordered fucking a shit ton of fucking Zendikar full art lands from Jeebus. And when those came in, I filled out all my decks that I had built, like my paper decks built with them. And then I gave him, like, the rest of them to just fill out his decks with. And, like, it, you know, we came to the same conclusion. It's just like, oh, dude, there's just something about that. Like, when your decks are rocking fucking – yeah, it just feels – like, it's not even, like, you know, foiling out your deck or anything like that. It's just like, oh man, they're just so much fucking cooler than your fucking other lands. So,
oh, yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, when the Zendikar lands came out, that was the first thing I did was buy up all the fucking foil basic lands I could get my paws on.
Oh, those,
I love how you always stay in character.
Yeah, he's not saying he is.
There's like actually LARPing right now.
You know, it'd be hilarious that he isn't a small actual ferret, but he's a giant, like 300 pound guy in a ferret.
No, I am not a furry. Okay, we're not going there. I'm a 125 actually, so you don't have to worry about that.
Speaking of this, we were talking about
1 pound, like, 25.
I'm curious what your guys' like favorite lands are as far as your versions of basic lands, like what you guys would prefer to, you know, whether it be the fucking unhinged, the unglued, the fucking full art Zendikar lands, or the
beta
pet fucking lands.
Well, I'm a land whore. Like, I fuller lands.
I'm telling you, fucking invest in real estate, dog.
I love that quote. But like, the Zendikar lands were the first lands that I could afford. So those are awesome. But then when I started playing with MTGO, the Unhinged Lands, they are just so much better. Like
they are. They're absolutely fucking gorgeous.
The art is so clean, and the fact that there isn't multiple versions of like each one, it's just a single forest, and it's and the color pattern, like the color palettes are just, it's green, all green. It's red, it's all red. Like it's so beautiful and clean to look at, and there's nothing on it. There's no mana symbol, there's nothing. That's really as close to perfection as I think you can get. Now, that being said, my favorite art lands aren't even made. They're proxies made by proxy guy that take those lands and put them super art to the borders.
I totally agree with that. I get that.
But to people who love like the art, if you haven't seen these, go on the G Plus community and look at them. They are, if Wizards was smart, they would print that style. Fucking super art.
So you're saying Zerby did some super art for basics?
He's secretly working on them, but he's teased a few of them already.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen the basic ones. You'll have to link me later.
Yeah, they're really good. I think he did them for dual lands, but I told him, I go, you got to start.
Yeah, I knew he did it for the duels.
Yeah,
I didn't see the basics.
Yeah, I'll show you. They're fantastic.
Yeah, dude. Those duels that he did for like your cube were fucking gorgeous.
Oh,
and don't get me wrong there, but like one of the things that like mine are like I have to say, out of all of the fucking basics, mine are the unglued lands. The older ones with the fucking
brown edging,
the big fucking brown edging and the huge fucking like tap symbol in the fucking middle. Oh, like something about those lands, dude, I fucking love those. Those are like my favorite lands of all time.
You know what they remind me of?
Cheaper than the Unhinged ones, because
they remind me. They remind me of that art style in the 80s when the people would draw fantasy art. That's that 19. It's like 80s style. Mm-hmm.
I fucking love them, dude. They're fucking badass. And that's like that. I want to put those all, like, I just want to buy a shit ton of mountains. Like, they all look fucking cool as shit to me, but like, I'm not even interested in like pimping out like all of my fucking decks like that. But I would love to just fucking just set up my modern burn deck in paper with fucking those lands, because they are fucking awesome.
All right, Polis, what is your favorite land?
Dude, have you guys ever noticed like the Innistrad and Evanston Returns one?
Yeah, where the art changes.
Yeah. Like those are like favorite ones.
Now, you know what's crazy though? With a mechanic like Day and Night, wouldn't it not have made sense to do something different with the lands, like to make them full art?
Like they would have different mechanics if you're using certain lands that affect cards. Like you said, night and day. You're using, you know, lands that are during the day and cards that are during the night, or land cards, that is.
I don't know.
Could you imagine, just to go there, since you know how they had the werewolves and stuff? Yeah. Could you imagine every time you lay down a land, like if you lay down a night version?
Yeah, that it would see what it is? That'd be awesome. But it would have been confusing as fuck. I agree it was probably too confusing, but whatever. Oh, side note. So with the full art lands, so Jason Mung he's gone on a Star Wars crazy kick. He's doing like Star Wars altars. And Jason, if you're listening, full art lands, your planes is Tatooine. Your island is freaking Dagobah. Oh no, Naboo.
No, that Dagobah would ask
is Dagobah. Yeah. Thank you. What is that fiery planet? Could be your mountain, and then Hoth could be. No, what's no, forest?
Endor would be.
Endor is a forest. Endor, forest. There you go. Make it happen,
dude. That would be fucking sick.
Make it happen.
I just want to like replace all my basic lands with that. I will show up to a fucking GP like that, and if a fucking judge is just all, that's not legal, I will put my dick in his mouth.
Oh. Well, you know, here's the thing, too.
Yeah. Oh, quick side note, none of you ever fucking take me to a tournament.
I hope Chris Lansdale's judging that day.
I'm all, hey, dude. Yes. Yeah, you should have listened to my podcast. You
know better. He's actually a fan of ours, so you never know.
Oh, he might be. Yeah, he might be listening. And Lansdale, if it is you, then I will not put my dick in my mouth. I will just flip the table over or something, you know, a little less fucking.
But any other judge, they're getting
any other judge, dick to the mouth. That's it. There's a doesn't ring in the end of it, I will chip teeth.
Now Polis Dwight is like, oh, I gotta get the eraser and redraw that part.
Yeah, redraw it.
We'll change reference photos a bit here.
Yeah, reference photos.
Yeah, he's got to log on to the dirty sites now. All right, well, let's wrap it up because we're hitting our limit here. So we'll head over to shoutouts here. Let me see. So I'm going to shout out a few people here. I got to shout out a new guy, Dominic Luong.
Showed up on Twitter.
Yeah, he's been listening to our cast since episode one. So he says Shikau. I say Shikau to you, my friend, because that's awesome for anyone that's been here that long. And I mean, I gotta say, Rico Travels is like, every time I see that, it's like Rico Travels is your Twitter name. I think that's the sickest. It's
Rico
just
Travels to where? Where are you at this week, Rico?
Oh, he's in Granada. He's the number one fan in Granada.
Where in the world is Rico Travels?
Yeah, it's like Carmen said, I love him. He's awesome. So shout out to you. Shout out to Stevie. Sup, Stevie? He asked a question for us, but I'm like, dude, we kind of dredged on that last week, so we're going to leave that for a future one. And then I'm going to shout out Magic the Gathering because it's an awesome game.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm going to shout out Lego, because Lego's awesome.
Because Legos are awesome.
Legos are awesome. You're up.
All right, let's see. I want to shout out Tyler the Fro for fucking sending me, like, the coolest fucking goblins list ever. I might be changing up my fucking my pet modern deck. I'm gonna check this thing out, but like, apparently this thing is fucking wrecking shop. It's just like a fucking modern, completely haul ass fast fucking modern deck. He calls it Little Green Men, and it's basically a shit ton of fucking goblins, and it just like it's fast as fuck. Like he's winning on fucking turn three, turn four, like fucking super consistently, and it just looks fucking fun. I might even fucking plug it real quick because I have the list in front of me. You got fucking let's see, four Foundry Street Denzian. Four Goblin Bushwhacker, four Goblin Chieftain, four Goblin Cohort, four Goblin Guide, four Legion Loyalist, and four more Mog War Marshals. And then you got four Lightning Bolts. And then Lambase is fucking two Arid Mesas, two Caverner Souls, 10 Mountain, four Scalding Tarn. Sorceries, four Goblin Grenade and four Krenko's Command. And Enchantment, two Shared Animosity. Like,
really?
That,
weird list.
like
and this is just a modern?
Yeah, it's modern. Like, and this just has me written all over it. I'm just all and win. That's it.
That's interesting.
And like, from what he said, this thing is fucking ape shit crazy. Like, it's fast as fuck. And like, I haven't built it yet, so I don't know for sure. But he's had an incredible amount of success with it, and fucking, it just looks like it's right up my alley, and I'm fucking stoked to build this fucking thing. That's gonna be a hell of a lot of fun. So, you know. Tyler, we fucking love you. And, you know, of course, huge fan of the show. Always fucking, you know, hitting us up, talking magic with us. And then the other one is fucking, like, on the deck list thing. I told you about this, Maddie. I sent you that fucking legit article. By Matthew Keene, article on Legit MTG called Can BR Zombies Come Back from the Dead? Now, you guys know damn good and well that I had to read that article. I know.
Of course you did.
But I saw that and I was like, oh? And fucking read through it. And like, he's got a fucking list that's, you know, it's similar to a lot of the zombies list that, you know, we've seen before. But it's got little changes here and there to, like, to deal with the current meta and shit like that. You know, of course, it still runs the core fucking zombie shit. It runs Aristocrats. It runs Olivia. It runs Hellkite, Bonfire, fucking Tragic Slip, Searing Spear. It seems fucking awesome. Like, I you know how I am about zombies.
It just sounds very similar to the old zombie list. Like, almost.
No, that's the thing. Is like, I went and I read through the article, and I'm looking at, because he cites other, like, deck lists on it, like, you know, other zombies deck lists, and he kind of goes through the progression of, like, you know, okay, back when the Mortar Pod zombies list was doing well, back when that was in standard, this is what it did, and this is why. And then he's like, then there's the next evolution of it,
And then there's the next evolution of it. And like, this is what it's kind of turned into. And then, you know, of course the problem, you know, Pillar of Flame, you know, is a pain in the ass for fucking anybody that plays zombies. It sucks. But like, it seems to me this happens all the time with the fucking metagame, like especially in Standard. Like, you know, there's a good viable deck like that. Like Black Red Zombies is a good solid deck. Then everybody plays it. Somebody finds a way to deal with it, and then everybody starts sideboarding Pillar of Flames, or you know, whatever the case may be. But like, you look at, you know, like he says in his article, you know, nobody's running Pillar of Flame anymore because nobody's afraid of that deck. Like, nobody's playing zombies, so nobody's sideboarding against zombies. And then, you know, you show up and you play zombies, and like, everybody left their Pillar of Flame in their other pants, and then they get their pants pulled down.
Unless, of course, you're at the box with Pillar of Flame's broken, so then everybody brings zombies.
Hey, right. It's fixed now.
Well, yeah, and it, like, you know, it probably won't take long. Just like fucking every other, you know, strong deck that I've seen. And again, I'm a newer fucking player, so I don't know all of this shit that goes into this. But like, you know, it seems to me that you get, you know, these decks that are actually very strong decks, but then of course they're, you know, they're are always answers to fucking anything. And if there isn't an answer, then WotC will print one and, you know, fucking fix it for you. So there's always an answer to something. So then people start fucking hating against it, and they answer that fucking deck.
Now, Kevy, you know what I love? I love that you took your shadow and you turned it into a Dex Tech segment.
Yeah, it's kind of like pull your spouts.
You turned a shout out that should be no longer than a minute into a 15-minute deck tech segment. That's awesome. No one could do it but you, my friend. That was awesome.
I wasn't going to call him out, man. I was just like, yeah, okay.
I had to. I was watching the clock, and I'm like, holy shit, he's going on a Diamond Tribe now.
It's because I feel like I haven't said everything I had to say tonight, and we moved to shout-out. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just say it in shout-out.
Ah, that was awesome, dude. I love it.
So hey, fucking, the deck is fucking great. Well, I can't say the deck is great because I haven't fucking played that one yet either. But
as part of this, Kevy,
yeah,
you had a cast last night and tonight, and you're still not done talking about shit.
I know.
He's never done talking.
Yeah, you guys are never.
That's what I'm telling you. Kevy would be awesome on coverage because he would never run out of shit to say. And when shit got boring in the match, he doesn't care. He's like, all right, well, let's just start talking about this.
Coverage would be fucking great, but that, like, you know, WotC would get sued. Like, you know,
why would these
stupid Polish tamales, like WotC, would get sued by everybody in the community? They're like, you expose this to my child? you put it on the box fucking 13 plus. This guy's got his dick in one hand, a bottle of whiskey in the other, and he's yelling at the camera. And this is
and ask for a convention in his lap to take her shirt off. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, that would be the
you
best.
I know you motherfuckers could be entertained for fucking days watching me cover a fucking but, you know, apparently, I don't think WotC feels the same.
All I gotta say is they just need a guy who's very fast on the bleep button. So you can just see, you can see Kevy Metal and Marshall doing like coverage, you know.
And your fucking mother can beep.
I would. The guy would be fired if he didn't bleep that. Yeah. But I could just see Marshall is like.
Like eventually he had like he's gonna get carpal tunnel syndrome.
Oh yeah.
Like he eventually had to just take a rest, like the union mandated fucking take a rest on the bleep button.
Or he's really smart and he basically just puts a rock on top of the button and just beep.
Yeah, but you know damn good and well I could still jump on top of the fucking table and start moving my hips and just be all, yeah, fuck your mother. And just do it in body language. And it would still get through.
Well, they would need a guy with that blurring thing where we could pixelize you, you know, like.
No, that's when Kevy actually does a meat spin thing. So they can't really blur that shit out.
Yeah, you see it's trying to follow it, but it's just like fucking 30 degrees behind, so it's a big blurry spot. Like,
why do they keep blurring his stomach? I don't understand.
Yeah, they're trying to follow it, but it ain't happening.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I see it now. Helicopter, helicopter, button.
Oh, yeah.
For anybody who doesn't understand that reference, check out User Scary.
The most successful fucking, you know, Pro Tour broadcast ever. But... like, we still have to do something about this. So, yeah, then all of a sudden they have to have a whole fucking team come and introduce the helicopter button in the editor's booth. Which is strictly for when I do that.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, my shout-outs. other than that, I'm going to shout out fucking Maddie and Ferret, as always, for fucking doing this. Me and a fucking huge shout out for Polish Tamales because fucking he came on and bullshitted with.
I'm jumping in on that one.
Korean store owner that fucking draws like awesome. And hey, motherfucker, ink that shit of me and the Devil Girls so that I can fucking make that as a playmat. I said you last episode, but now I've got here in person.
Shut up.
Now, I don't know. Now, I got to jump in. Okay, if just listen, Polish. If you don't draw the Barstool Saints next album cover, something's wrong.
Dude, I honestly would love for him to do that. No, this is the best part. I remember back in the day, like way back when I first got into the Magic community, like when I first signed up for fucking Twitter, I'd never talked to any of you motherfuckers at all. And like... I just was starting out, like, you know, making comments on the A-Team episodes and shit like that. Like, I came in and I was like, oh, man, all these people are pretty fucking cool. Saw Polish Tamale's art, was fucking blown away by it. I'm like, this shit is awesome. I hit him up. I'm like, dude, I got a band. Fucking, I'd like to have you draw, like, us up. You know, and, like, he basically was just all, hey, man, that's cool. Yeah. I'm pretty fucking busy. So, yeah, like, you know. Yeah, maybe eventually we'll get to that. And I'm just like, all right, man, cool. And then I get, you know, further along in the Magic community, and then I become, you know, friends with the guy. And then, yeah, fuck the rest of my band. Then I get a picture of me playing guitar with Devil Bitches, so I don't really give a shit about him.
Well, you know what would be the best? When he does the cover of the band, and it's just you and a bunch of girls again, and they're like, Kevin, where am I? Where's the bass player? Fuck it, man.
You see the one with buns in her hair? That's you. Yeah. Do you see the other one with the ponytail that's licking the back of my neck? That's you. But yeah, this is our album cover. Suck a dick.
Yeah, there you go, bros. Oh, man, that's sad.
Okay, so yeah, other than that, like, Polish Tamales, you're my man. Fucking love you to death. And that's my last shout out. So on to
the Ferret.
Okay. Last.
Yeah, he gives last.
All right. Well, I'm going to shout out to Grand Pappy Belcher because he got me into the vintage community here in Columbus. Heather Dawn, she's a pretty cool person. She does the 20 tweets over at Legit MTG.
Used to.
Of course, I'll have to shout out because both of you fuckers forgot Robot Large.
Oh, we didn't forget, motherfucker. And you just stole our Robot Large shout out. He's just always. You fucking piece of shit.
No, Barrett, we appreciate you trying to
keep and Crack Lotus.
Oh, Crack Lotus.
Shout out him. Crack!
And I got to shout out Mildy Bane because he's fucking awesome.
Yep. And of course, you know, I have to shout out our other local artist, Durfington, because he's fucking awesome.
Yes, he is.
And then, of course, we have to shout out the proxy guy.
The sequel.
Oh, yeah. Now, hold on. Now, wait. I have a real question here for Polish Tamales. Because in the ultimate, like, you know, Chinese Kung Fu master movie, okay, where it was Polish Tamales, Durfington, and KYT in a three-way battle, who would win? I'm talking full tiger palm, snake attacks, freaking, you know, eagle crane shit, like all out, man.
I just body them all.
No, we've been through this. Polish Tamales always fucking wins because I love sticking up for my fucking friends, and at some point during this fucking
So you're killing your other two friends?
This crazy ass fucking ninja fight, I'm just going to fucking drive through all three of them. Just hit them all with the car.
and roll the dice.
I'm gonna get out, and I'm going to get out wearing a t-shirt that says Polish Tamales wins.
Okay, all I gotta say is if they ever do make the Street Fighter Tekken, the next one, that has to be a special move where you finish the guy where it's like, you know, XP triangle, X square, 9, L2.
And just fucking Kevin Metal shows up in a fucking old bus with everybody.
Hey, random thought. I forgot. I did miss one shout out.
What? Do it.
To Wizards of the Coast.
Yes.
You know, well, here's the thing. This last weekend, I ended up getting invited to the closed beta for the Neverwinter Nights that they're coming out with for the MMO.
Ooh.
And it's a pretty fun game. I had fun playing the Devoted Cleric. And I think I'll probably try to get you motherfuckers on it, and we can all kick ass and take
that
names.
That sounds cool.
Maddie's been trying to get me on the fucking Moto beta for fucking but what I'm saying is Maddie's been trying to get me on the Moto beta for fucking ever, and they're just all
you know what the best was? Wait, I gotta jump in. So the best one was when Worth was like tweeting me back and forth, and Kevin's like, wow, Matt knows Worth, like, what the fuck, he knows all these guys, like, tricking that. And then I wrote, like, hey man, I just started a podcast guy, he's really legit, he's a solid dude, check him out, and like, I really like, you know, if you'd honor him. Kevin's like, man, thanks, that's so awesome, I can't believe you're gonna do it. And then like, you see Worth's tweet, like, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he went to my fucking Twitter.
He did.
Like, oh,
he did.
Never mind.
He's like, whoa, that guy swears a lot. Okay, yeah, yeah. No, it's not going to happen. Oh,
Maddie, you just got demoted for even bringing that up.
I did. I got kicked out for shit. Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
They just pulled cards out of your library. They're just all, you know what? Just for bringing that guy up, here, I'm taking these.
Yeah, you're Jason's. Get him out of here.
Yeah, you're Jason's. No, those are ours now. Yeah. Don't ever do that shit again.
All right. Polish Tamales, the guest of honor.
Yes.
Shout outs to you from everyone. But
oh, yeah. Definitely.
We just took your shout-outs. We're just all shout-outs to everyone from you. All right, anyway.
I was saying shout-outs from us, from everyone to him.
Oh.
But I was saying,
oh, I see.
It's his turn. He gets the
shout-out. I thought we were just going to do his shout-outs for him and shout everybody out and then just go to fuck yourself, San Diego.
That would actually be very typical. Let him have the stage now.
All right, it's you, man.
Oh, this is too good, man. Oh. Okay, first I gotta give a shout out to Medina from Legit MTG.
Yeah.
And I am so freaking humbled every time when someone mentions my name with his article series. It's like, I am just so glad that he was able to let me work with him on the series.
That's rad, man.
Yeah. You know what? I look at it this way. Medina, you need to pay him more because he's saved fucking Legit. He, by using Polish Tamales, he's literally made Legit, man. So, hook the man
I have
up.
To admit, if it wasn't, I mean, all bullshit aside, if it wasn't for some of the art that Polish was putting up and that I actually wanted to go view the art rather than the damn articles,
yep,
I wouldn't have ever went over there to look at it.
100% agreed with that. And in fact, I actually started following Legit and Medina because of Polish Tamales artwork. Not trying to suck your dick because you're on the show, but I'm being serious.
Yeah.
No, I'll talk you out later.
Also, I got a shout out to KYT because he was technically the first guy that ever published my work in the Magic community.
Oh, what? Really? Now, what artwork was that?
That was actually an artwork that Wizards took down on my DeviantArt account.
It was just a picture. It was just a picture of KYT's dick that fucking Polish Tamales drew up, and it was a little bit. It was a little bit bigger than his actual dick, so he was just like, "Yeah," and published it. He's like, "Man, deprived what?"
Oh my god!
Fun-sized pieces, man.
It's party sizes, right? Snack sizes. Oh, my God.
Shit.
Let him finish his shout-outs.
You know what, though? We got to give Polish credit. He found a worthy shout-out that we didn't think of. God damn it, Batman.
No. I know. Yeah. We never shout-out
Batman.
Love
you, Batman.
He thinks we don't like him because we never shout him out. What are you talking about? The whole show is themed around your fucking cave. All right, go.
Yeah, we live in your fucking cave under your fucking house, man.
You're always in the shadows watching us. I don't understand how we don't get you out. But anyways, go finish your shoutouts.
Also, let's see. Let's shout out to my Tumblr followers. I probably hit like 1,000 followers. Like,
dude, that's fucking gangster.
It's freaking crazy. Like, almost all of them are women.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I don't know, Kevy. Some bitches get pretty psycho.
Yeah, I know they do, but I mean, come on. Like, would you rather have fucking 1,000 sweaty neckbeards following you, being like, yeah, when's the next Liliana coming out? Or fucking...
Now,
would you have 1,000 bitches following you around, being like, oh, hey, you're awesome.
Like, yeah, but how do you know they aren't sweaty neckbeards posing?
Oh, no, I already said this at the beginning of the episode. It's you and Ferret with a bunch of different screen names.
I only account for half of them.
I know, Ferret accounts for the other half.
Oh shit, he could do math if this was cracking at him. I was gonna catch him on that.
this is just vodka. Apparently the Russians are very good at mathematics.
The baddies.
Okay, and let's see, what was it with that? Oh, Jack LaCroix, because he actually let the cat out of the bag that I was a dude.
So
I had no idea. All these girls were starting to message me after they found out I was a dude.
Okay, so basically, if you're saying, wait,
such a bad thing?
Yeah, hold on. You're mad at Jack because he got you a bunch of girls trying to nail you. Okay.
No, I don't know what the end game is. No idea.
You know, actually, this reminds me. Polish, story time. What's up with this dude that you knocked flat?
What, you knocked flat?
Yeah! It was like this freaking... Okay. I was basically going to, like, freaking Stater Brothers to drop off, like, a red box. And there was, like, these two Asian guys. One of them was almost, like, a foot shorter than I was. And he started talking shit, you know, in Vietnamese.
Ooh.
And he assumed I was, like, a different ethnicity.
So you basically, like, at that point, you were afraid for your life because of the dragon claw shit.
Oh, I wanted to just freaking turn around and just smack him. But we were still inside the store. So when I finally got out the store, he was also out the store with his little buddy. And then he still continued talking shit about, basically, like, he thinks I'm better than him, shit like that, because I didn't even look at them. Because I was kind of, you know, obviously I don't want any of their shit.
Yeah.
You know, that shit. And he just kept them dogging me on in Vietnamese and assumed that I didn't understand a word of it.
It's like, oh, that's even better.
Yeah, it's like I had enough and I turned around and I basically, like, freaking, my chest just bumped right in his face saying that shit again.
No, wait, yeah. I have to interject. So, you didn't know what he was saying. So
I knew what he was saying. I knew every freaking word, but he assumed I didn't know.
Oh, because yeah. I thought you didn't know, and he was actually like, oh my god, look, it's that guy from the internet. He saw So they were complimenting you the whole time, and you punched the guy in the face without knowing. That
would have been awesome. But no, he was talking shit, and our boy knew what he was saying.
Ah.
Yeah, like, it was two racers basically talking mad shit behind my back, assuming I didn't understand what word they're saying.
I mean, so, for a Jamaican, you know Vietnamese quite well.
For a Jamaican woman, you...
For a Jamaican post-op transsexual woman.
Yeah, we're doing our best to bury your identity, man.
Amon.
Anyway, back to the story.
Yeah, back to the story.
And the little asshole basically, like, shoved me and then spit right in my face.
Oh, yeah, that's over, dude. Anybody
you
spit?
You gotta die, clown.
I fucking just, like, wailed him right with my elbow right to his fucking face.
Nice. Yes.
Now, Polish, I have to interject here because that's what we do. I have to interject. I've always respect you as a fucking person, as an artist, as your fucking your point of view. Everything was great, but then when you fucking popped up with this fucking story, I was like, oh, he's that much more like me. He just hits people in public and doesn't give a fuck.
Oh my god!
I was very. I I have to say I was very excited when you posted that shit. No.
In Santa Ana, we invented gangs.
He's the originator of a gang.
Yeah. So you know what? I thought that shit up while I was drawing some bitch.
Yeah, while I was drawing.
He's like, you know what? We should all band together.
There you go. Now, did he get up, or was he down for the count?
You heard it here first on Heavy Meta. Fucking Polish employees invented gangs.
Buddy, let him fucking talk.
His buddy was going to jump in. He was going to jump in, but he was trying to, like, pick his shots. It was so fucking hilarious. And then I just fucking kicked him right in the hip, and he just fucking flipped right into his face onto the pavement.
Yes!
I love this story.
So it just freaking bounced right off the pavement in the parking lot. It was beautiful.
And then you ran like shit before they dropped their draw their guns.
Like saying, "It's like, dude, what are you doing?" And I'm just like standing there. You didn't know what to do.
His buddy's like, "Uh oh."
I guess he won't be talking shit no more.
I hope he learned a lesson. Like I hope he, you know, what he got out of that. He's just like, "Oh man, that guy beat my ass," and he is a large Jamaican woman. So you never know what you're up against.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh man, I seriously, like, I'm stoked that you fucking handle business like that. Like, you have no idea, like, the fucking welling pride that came up in my heart. I was like, oh, hey, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud. I wish I was there. Take a picture and fucking, like.
You know, it's hilarious when.
Jimmy's all, they grow up so fast.
They grow up so fast. I'm like, come here, boy. Let's take a picture together. Like, we're going to put this up on the wall.
Put it above the mantle.
Oh, the first time my boy Tamales took out some Vietnamese.
That's awesome.
Stronger than yours.
Ka-chow, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's the real question. Did you, like, at any point in this, did you say shakow?
Oh, yeah, then you're ultimate. All I gotta say is, my next fight, if I get involved in any fights, I will
just
end.
Just fucking drop to your knees, punch him in the nuts, and scream shakow at the top of your lungs. Like, you know that they are not coming back from it.
Oh, like, dude, I don't need to drop to my knees. I'm just gonna give them the just scream shakow. They're gonna just whimper in fear.
You know what? I've been looking, like, I actually thought about this a long time ago. Like, my tattoos on my arms, like, my elbows are bare. And the reason my elbows are bare is because I don't know what I want to put on them. There are some very cliche things that you can put on your elbows. So I thought for a long time, I always wanted to do, like, the old, like, 60s TV Batman fucking, like, bursts with, like, bam and pow on my shit. But you know what? Now,
awesome.
If I just go fucking shakow on both fucking elbows in a fucking old Batman burst, I think that would be way more relevant.
I think that's pretty cool.
I'll just do like a red one on one arm or one elbow, and a blue one on the other elbow, and just fucking shakow, shakow.
So you can beat them in 3D, right?
Exactly. You just fucking beat the holy piss out of it. Like, yeah. I think Shakao would be better than, like, Biff and Pow and Zam.
Yes, I agree, and it'll age better.
That's true.
Because no one will ever know what it means.
Yeah, because at some point it'll be like, oh, shit, but what does that say? I'm like, no, it says Shakao.
Yeah. When your arm fat gets so big it hangs over, it's just like Shaq. Oh, you like Shaq too? I love him.
Yeah. I just might as well do it in Lakers colors. Just in case. Does that guy even play for the Lakers still? I don't know.
I think he's a retired golfer. All right, so are we out of here?
Apparently we are. Because
just being interrupted.
We can't stop what Polish Tamales is still laughing.
So much for keeping our tangents down, hey?
Yeah.
Wait, did we even let him finish his shoutouts?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, he's still laughing. We gotta let him.
Yeah, finish. I think this is officially your longest cast ever.
Yes! Yeah, well, we're almost
new there. Record achieved. Congratulations. Achievement unlocked, okay. Polish.
Unlocked.
Ching ching ching.
Because I got to Kate from Tumblr. And I got a shout out to Steffi Duels. She's actually the girl that I'm currently modeling for the plus size girls, plus size girls model at the moment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she's been pretty cool with that.
Way into those too.
To you guys for not having any grudges at all against me for not finishing your shit.
No, not at all.
Any whatsoever. I will give you shit about it here and there occasionally, but not even close, man. Yeah, I know you're a busy motherfucker.
Dude, yeah. Shit too.
No and problem, honestly, no. Like, as much as I would like to see pictures of myself all completely done and fucking inked up so I could, you know, masturbate to those, like, I like the other shit you're doing, too.
I was just going to say it's awesome enough that, like, I even, 20 minutes ago or so just got a request on Twitter for the original art source for the deck box that I just posted on Twitter.
Ah, nice. Oh.
So, you know, if people are requesting...
I'm actually... I'm at this point. I'm thinking about fucking just scrapping the whole... Like, you know, I'll let Polish Tamales take his time, do what he needs to do. He's got fucking a lot of shit going on. He can do up the fucking ink on my fucking devil chick fucking picture and I'll do a playmat out of that at some point. But I'm pretty sure I'm just going to have a blank white playmat done with that fucking Pope picture on it. I'm probably ordering that tonight. Like, just, dude, send me another one, the same exact picture, the same exact sketch, and just with your fucking PolishTamales@tumblr.com, like, across the bottom of it, and I am going to get that made into a fucking playmat, because that kid is awesome. And then, yeah, how rad is that when I sit down across from somebody, and they start shuffling up, and they look down, and they're just all... Uh-oh. That's awesome. You, isn't it? And then I'll just give him that fucked up eye and just be all, yeah, I'm out.
All right. Fuck you, San Diego. What I was gonna say is you'd have to. That's what it has to say. Like, you have to say "fuck you, San Diego" over the Pope drawing.
Oh,
in a word. Yo, guys. Here's the question though: does anybody actually know how to make these playmats on our own? I mean, like, can we do just the iron-on, kind of like you do with the T-shirt or some shit?
That's a good question.
I'm doing that.
Especially with that whole, like, you know, the G plus proxy community you guys got going on. Fucking you. Should figure that out.
Well, someone apparently wants to look into playmats, so I'm sure someone will.
I actually kind of want to start. I want to have one printed up on like a bath rug, like a shag bath rug, so that when everybody else rolls out their playmat, mine's like shag.
Walmart does some shit like that. Actually,
it's like playing on the floor in your living room. It's fine.
You know, you just cut an old piece of carpet. That's what you do. You just bring a piece of carpet. Like, could you imagine the most ghetto guy ever throws down a piece of moldy carpet? He plays his cards all unsleeved, and they're all water damaged and watermarked. You know, he's shuffling.
I don't want to get them fucked up any more than they are, so I brought my playmat.
He's like, hey, man, I can't afford no sleeves.
D-spots, fucking...
Like, oh, that'd be great. Flies swirling around him.
No, I think I should see if I can get a fucking shag fucking bath mat screen printed with whatever fucking heavy metal logo or something, and then just bust that out at, like, GP Vegas.
Actually, you know what's awesome? Because it's a bath mat, and you could put in the bottom there, it's okay to whip your dick out in this room. Because it's the bathroom, right? It's okay to whip it out here. That's what it should say.
I think we've reached our fucking limit.
I think we're done. There's nothing left to say.
Well, I have one other thing to say.
Of course.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
I already said it.
Fine.
You can't end the episode until I
go.
Fuck you, San Diego.
There we go. Get it in, everybody. Polish, hit it.
Fuck you, San Diego.
Hey, where'd that Korean shop owner go around here?
Oh, go fuck yourself, San Diego.
You are saying fuck you, San Diego. You don't understand how good that city is.
So beautiful city.
There's a lot of Koreans that live there that would love it. I don't know why we say that.
Oh, I love it.
I love that we can say fuck you, San Diego, as an angry Korean shop owner, and we can also punch Vietnamese people for fucking saying things to us. It's awesome.
I honestly don't really give a shit about what comes out of our mouths on this podcast.
It's just horrible.
You guys are still
giving your girls just, you know, cuss for us, so it's all good.
Alright, man.
Yes.
Well,
this was a good one.
You fellas, I've burnt halfway through a fucking fifth of vodka.